North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Wagner Sprayers, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. You got a do-it-yourself project. You want to get something done here for the warm weather ahead. You want to build a deck. You want to build a patio. I did that this weekend. Not exactly a patio, but I built some bases for our hoses. They come off two sides of the house, and we had a paver set there before, Leslie. But, you know, over the years, even though did a good job and we put them in, it was probably 20 years, they settled. I just noticed they were getting overgrown. I said, I'm going to tear it all out. And I put it in a concrete base, a little bit of a slab, and rebuilt it on top of that. It came out good because I guess I needed a weekend project, so I found one.
You're always able to find a project. Don't even try it.
No doubt. If you guys are looking for a weekend project, or maybe you got one you need some help with, that's what we do. We're here to help you get it done right, so you can enjoy the warm weather ahead. You can help yourself by reaching out to us. You can go to the Money Pit website at moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask, or you can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you are enjoying a relaxing afternoon in your own backyard, it's definitely one of the true joys of home ownership. But if you prefer to keep out of the public eye, privacy screening can help. We're going to give you some tips on landscaped privacy screenings that provide a natural option over fencing and the best ways to get it done.
And also ahead, warmer weather months mean that it's a great time to start really enjoying all of those outdoor spaces, and a wood deck is a great way to do just that. But if you're planning a new deck, what exactly is the right type of lumber you should be using? We're going to walk you through the four most common options just ahead.
And by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere. But, you know, roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. So we're going to share how you can catch leaks in the making just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, big or small.
And sometimes your therapist as well.
Usually that comes first.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway. We've got the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer to give out to one lucky listener drawn at random. This is an awesome tool. It makes painting projects inside and out really fast. If you'd like to qualify, all you need to do is reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Justina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Quickly, we just bought a house, like a 1920s home. And
you're listening
to
Shasta, Reading, KCNR. We will resume normal programming shortly.
There might be carpenter ants or termites that have, like, there's basically big holes in the base of the columns. So the porch columns are one piece, and then below there is just a separate piece of wood. They're like these decayed blocks in the front of these porch columns. So it's really just the bottom segment, and the actual pillar itself seems to be,
And above this privacy screen you're creating, you're not going to want trees that are so big that they're going to grow into those wires. I mean, we did Leland cypress, which is sort of like in the arborvitae, like variety over there, and they have grown so fast that I find like every so often I've got to come in and cut them down because they just want to wrap around the wires because I've had them, what, now probably 18 years, and they've easily been 30 feet tall in no time. So those guys grow. So you have to pay attention to the evergreen or the tree or whatever you're picking. You need to pay attention to their width when that item is mature. Now, the rule is that spacing between the trunks when you plant should equal that mature width. While your ideal growing conditions will vary for sure by species, one thing all of these evergreens have in common is that they love being in the sunshine. So you want to give them at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day, and their foliage is going to remain full, and that will help keep your privacy intact. Now, if you need to get a sense of privacy right away, you want to select specimens that are at least 6 feet tall already with green foliage and very moist root balls. Now, they're going to reach 15 feet or more when they mature, and these trees need to be planted far enough apart so that they'll be touching when they're fully grown. But if you put them too close together in the beginning, they're going to kind of stunt each other's growth. So you have to make sure that you're really paying attention to how big these guys are going to get. And again, that spacing will depend on the variety you choose. So if you're unsure, when you go to the garden center, ask these questions. How big? How wide? What kind of spacing? You want to do it right the first time.
Yeah, you know, look, when the hedge fills in, it's amazing. But you got to be patient. You're not going to get instant satisfaction here like you would if you use the fence. But they are absolutely beautiful. And if you do it right, it's going to last forever. Hey, if you got a question about your home improvement project inside or out, reach out to us right now. Just click on the leave a message button and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Eloise in North Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors. Squirrels! Eloise, one tried to get into my screened-in porch last week because of a pizza box. I can only... And it scared the bejesus out of me.
Must have been an Italian squirrel.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on.
The squirrels have decided that they like the coziness of getting inside and down into the eaves of the porch rather than to nest in a tree. And they have started eating away at my house. I've noticed places where they've been gnawing, as well as the nests that are down in the eaves. How can I get rid of them?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can deal with squirrels in the attic. It's kind of like bats in your belfry. They drive you crazy, but there are some ways to try to manage these populations. First of all, you can trap and release. If you invested in a couple or even one Have-A-Heart traps, Have-A-Heart is a trap that has a door on it that lets the squirrel in, doesn't harm them. Usually you'll use an apple or something like that as bait. We usually recommend you wire it to the frame of the trap because they'll figure it out and they'll steal it and not get stuck in the trap. And then once they get stuck in the trap, you take the whole trap, stick it in the trunk of your car, drive out to a woodsy area, lift the door, and off they will run happily to once again rejoin Mother Nature. Another thing that you can do is you could consider using a squirrel repellent. There are different types of repellents that are available. They usually are repellents that are designed to emulate a natural predator of squirrels, like fox or something of that nature. And you either spray them or you sometimes they're in like a bag and you hang them in the area, and that can deter them. But really the first thing I would do is try to seal up any gaps that are allowing them to get into this attic space to begin with.
Okay, I have some homework to do. Thank you so much.
Ah, you sure do. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, wood or wood not? Now, when it comes to building a new deck, not all wood is created equal. We're going to share the most durable, cost-effective, and weather-resistant choices for building wood decks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com, and if you do, we'll get back to you first.
Now we've got Ken from North Dakota on the line with a question about roofing. What can we do for you today?
So I have a 20-year-old house that I reshingled recently and took out the power vent and put in, when we finished the roof, of course, then I put in the continuous ridge vent.
Yep.
And when the power vent was in there, the soffits were all full up with insulation, and then there was just every fifth rafter they had the four-foot baffle to allow air in.
Yes.
So now my question is with the continuous ridge vent, do I need to open up the soffits so that there's more ventilation in there?
Yeah, well, first of all, removing that power vent was a really smart thing. I'm not sure if you realize this, but removing it basically is going to make your whole home more efficient, because those power attic ventilators, what happens is in the summertime when they kick on, they're so powerful that they take air not only out of the attic, but they'll reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies and spaces around wiring and plumbing and such, and it will pull out all the air-conditioned air or some portion of it, which means you have to replace it and cost you more to cool. So that part was good. Ridge vent was good. To your question about the soffits, yes, you would be better off having those soffits be completely open as opposed to every few feet. You know, when you had the power ventilator, you were able to get away with it, but a continuous ridge and soffit vents is the best way to go. They work together to flush out warm air in the summer and cool, moist air in the winter, which can make your insulation inefficient.
Correct. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
Well, if you're planning to build a deck project to expand your outside living space, you might be wondering what kind of material to use. Well, according to Consumer Reports, wood remains the most popular choice for decking, even with all of the composite decking products available. But we all know that wood does need a fair amount of regular maintenance to stay in good shape, and some types of wood need more than others. Now, the four most common choices for wood decking are cedar, ipe, pine, and redwood, and they all vary when it comes to their ratings for performance and value, so here's what you need to consider.
Now, first up, let's talk about climate and weathering. Whether you live in the strong sunshine or have really arid heat of the west or the warm humidity of the south, weather has a big impact on the durability of your deck. Slip resistance is also important, particularly if your deck's going to be near a pool. Now, strength is, of course, a key. Do you like to entertain a crowd? Wood decking stands up really well for bending and bowing. And also, some wood materials are better at resisting accidental stains and dents, like, you know, hamburger grease and stuff like that that flies off the grill, which often come with active families using those grills all the time, like we do. I mean, it's pretty much a nightly thing at our house. And, of course, there's also the cost factor, which can vary a lot.
Now, when it comes to rankings among cedar, ipe, pine, and redwood, the natural western red cedar was named the top choice for its overall performance and value. Now, it scored highly for its resistance to flexing and weathering, and surprisingly, it's about half the price of natural ipe, which is a popular and strong South American hardwood that was ranked a close second. Now, cedar is a soft wood, though, so it is susceptible to surface damage. It's also about 30% more expensive than pine, which is the cheapest wood option, but that's got to be pressure-treated to resist rot, and that's ranked third for its performance.
Now, between the cost and its fair performance ratings, natural redwood placed fourth in the rankings. And some homeowners still do love the look, although, like cedar and ipe, redwood is naturally resistant to rot and decay. Now, that said, you should know that beautiful redwood color, it doesn't last for long. You give it a year or two, and you'll be looking at a much darkened surface. Pretty much the same for cedar. You know, people think these surface colors don't change, but they do. The sun does a number on them, so you're going to have to eventually stain it anyway. I would make the decision based on the wood's durability as much as its look, because it's going to change over time.
Well, no matter which wood product you do choose, remember you've got to protect your investment by staining and sealing it regularly, because that's going to keep your outdoor living space looking totally decked out. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? We are running towards Memorial Day, so you're going to quickly run out of time to make things look super fun and festive at your Money Pit. So how can we help? We want to get your house in tip-top shape for the summer season. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know that getting it fixed fast can qualify as a minor emergency. But that leak actually began forming a long time before you even spotted it. We're going to share how to spot leaks early in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got home improvement questions and don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you can turn to us.
That's right. Whether you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, a yurt, we don't care because we know we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Pick up the phone, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever it is. We are ready to help you with whatever it is you are working on this spring. Maybe you've got a painting project on your to-do list. Well, if so, we have got a great product to give away this hour. It's the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. This paint sprayer will make it so that you as the homeowner can take on some big painting projects all on your own. It's easy to use. It applies a high-quality finish that you definitely can be proud of. It's never been easier to paint like a pro. Check it out both online and in-store at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 paint sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, you got to be in it. And that means you need to reach out to us right now with your home improvement question. You can go to MoneyPit.com, click on Leave Us a Message. Then you get to record your question, and we will put you at the top of the list for getting an answer on the show.
Debbie in Arkansas is on the line and has a question to help her daughter's house. What can we do for you guys?
Hi, my daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster, and so she took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, all over it, and it's made a terrible mess, and she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the Internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but I thought maybe you might have a cheaper or easier way of doing it.
Wow, it's quite a mess. Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use a heat gun, but a heat gun is very hot, and it's going to cause all kinds of fumes. And the problem with the fact that you had this type of adhesive, it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So at best, even after doing all that, you're going to end up painting the brick, which we hate to tell anybody to do, because it's going to, otherwise it's just going to look terrible. You're never going to have that natural brick. That decision was made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue the plaster right to the brick without putting any kind of a furring strip or something of that nature. There are, you know, various types of adhesive softeners out there, but I fear that even if you went through all that trouble, you're still going to have a very undesirable looking surface. So I think if, I'm sorry that it's all torn up now, but I think if it was me, I would probably fur over that, attach wood strips to that brick surface, and I would probably put new drywall or some other surface over it at this point and give up on the idea of having an exposed brick wall, unless, of course, you want to rebrick the whole thing, which is, you know, a big mess and a big job.
And a big expense, too.
And a big expense, yeah, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, by the time most of us spot a roof leak, the water is usually dripping through a ceiling somewhere, but roof leaks actually start forming a lot earlier than that. We're going to share how to catch leaks in the making in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. Now, there are a lot of ways that roof leaks can form, but the vast majority of leaks happen at the points where the roof sections intersect. Now, this is where the roof gets the most movement in terms of expansion and contraction, and all of that movement can definitely lead to a leak.
Yeah, now here are some great examples of how this happens. First up, let's talk about roof valleys. Now, you've seen these. This is where different sections of the roof sort of come together. Typically, they form sort of a V, where you have sort of two surfaces, two planes that are running water towards this seam in the middle that's in this V shape. Sometimes it's like at a 45-degree angle, depending on the pitch. But where those shingles come together, you're either going to have metal flashing that lays at the bottom of that channel, or you're going to have the shingles that overlap and sort of lock together. But because this is an area where water collects on its way to your gutters, and it's an intersection of two big sections, we will frequently find that leaks form here when the flashing of the shingles wears out from all of that movement.
Yeah, now another spot are your plumbing vents. So when you look at your roof, have you ever noticed all of those pipes that are sticking out? Well, those are the plumbing vents, and they share a very common form of rubber-sealed flashing. It's like a boot that goes over the vent and then under the shingles. Now, the problem is that that rubber seal is going to wear out from exposure to sunlight, then it's going to leak, and that usually shows up in your bathroom or your kitchen ceilings that are just below where that vent pipe is located.
Now, finally, let's talk about chimneys. Now, if you have a brick chimney that goes up through the roof, the flashing system that basically creates the seal between it and the roof is made up of two parts, which we call flashing and counter-flashing. Now, the flashing goes under the shingles and up against the side of the chimney, and the counter-flashing actually gets cut into one of the mortar joints and then folds over that flashing piece. They sort of form a sliding joint that allows for normal movement of the chimney due to wind. Now, while you like to think that your chimneys don't move, they actually move quite a bit. I've seen it. You know, when the wind hits it, they're going to move a little bit. They can move a couple of inches at a time, but they get sort of held in place by the sections of the roof around it. That flashing system, though, when it leaks, repairs need to be done. Now, most commonly, you'll find a roofer, especially the lazy kind, will trowel some roof cement around it. We don't like that. What we want our roofer to do is to replace the flashing completely with new flashing, new base flashing, new counter flashing, because that is going to stand up for the long run.
Yeah, and you know what? While all these situations can cause big leaks, they're pretty easy for a pro to spot early on. Companies like RoofMax offer a maintenance package that focuses on the most leak-prone areas of the roof, and RoofMax's experts will inspect your roof and make minor repairs to the most common issues that are going to help protect your home.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and are purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we're going to help one listener who's dealing with this thing. You know, it's pretty common this time of year. Those air conditioning vents get super cold, but the air is still warm and you end up with condensation. So we're going to help them out to stop all of that yucky moisture from forming in crawl space. So stick around.
Live in a body pit.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Number three, making sure you have a vapor barrier, which is nothing more than a sheet of plastic laid across that entire crawl space dirt floor. And fourth, put some vents in that crawl space if you don't have them already, because this will reduce the amount of moisture that's there in the first place and further help you reduce that condensation issue.
All right, next up we've got Anita in Illinois. Now, Anita says, I'm going to have to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800-square-foot single-story home? Now, that's super important because if you size it too big, while you might think like, woohoo, more air conditioning, like that's got a whole bunch of other problems.
Yeah, you're right, Leslie, because most people will try to go think bigger is better, you know, and they'll always go with the bigger unit. But a lot of things happen when you use one that's too big. So, first of all, it's going to cycle, which means it's going to go on and off and on and off and on and off a lot more than it should. That's going to definitely shorten the life. But because it doesn't run long enough in doing that, it also doesn't dehumidify the house as much as air conditioning typically does. That's going to leave you feeling sort of cold and clammy. So that's really not a good idea either. And, of course, it wastes a ton of energy. Now, figuring out the exact size of an air conditioner is going to be dependent on a lot of factors, and that's why there's a calculation called a heat loss calculation that a professional HVAC contractor would and should do on your house. They shouldn't be guessing at this. The heat loss calculation takes into consideration how much insulation you have, how many windows you have, how many windows you have on the south side, whether the glass is insulated or not, do we have to compensate for heat gain through those windows, and a lot of other factors. The rule of thumb is that you will need 1 ton of air conditioning for 600 to 800 square feet of house space, of house floor plan. But again, you've got to do the heat loss calculation to kind of dial it in beyond that.
You know what, Anita? It is a big investment. I mean, air conditioning systems are not going to be inexpensive, so you want to make sure it's sized properly. This way you can have it for the long run and go with an efficient model so you'll be super happy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your weekend with us. We hope we gave you a few tips and ideas that you find useful as you get projects done around your house. Remember, you can reach out to us. So as you're stretched out in that lounge chair thinking about something you want to get done and you don't know how to tackle it, you can always go to moneypit.com, click on Leave Us a Message, record your question. We will get back to you on the very next edition
of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The parts of the U.S., the United States, most of it up in the northeast area, baking in 90-degree temperatures.
We've got very warm, unseasonably warm, moist air that's lifting all the way to the north from the southern U.S. up into New England. And we currently have heat advisories in effect for portions of the northern mid-Atlantic into the northeast.
And the National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says that's going to stay hot through the weekend.
We are expecting a cool down as we get into the early part of the week out across much of the eastern U.S. But we are looking at another day tomorrow of unseasonably warm weather.
Meanwhile, in North Texas, very windy conditions, much cooler today. Temperatures were in the mid-70s, falling into the 60s tonight. The death toll in that Michigan tornado on Friday now stands at two, with dozens injured.
It's very windy. It's the start of one.
It is one.
A rare tornado ripped through Gaylord, Michigan Friday, leaving a path of destruction. Gaylord is a city of about 4,200 people, roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit.
Whoa. The roof just came off. Oh, my God.
Fine. Multiple homes and businesses were damaged. Video posted on social media showed extensive damage along Gaylord's Main Street. Jim Kesor, a Gaylord-based meteorologist with the National Weather Service, said extreme winds are rare in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes normally suck energy out of such storms. I'm Mike Grossio.
Quick work in Australia. Voters went to the polls on Saturday and results already in. Center-left opposition party toppling the conservative government after almost a decade in power. Contrast that to Pennsylvania, where the Republican primary for the Senate seat was Tuesday, still not known results. Town Hall.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An outbreak of avian flu is forcing farmers to cull their flocks and leading to concerns about even higher food prices.
While it doesn't pose a significant threat to humans, the outbreak is prompting a new wave of some of the same conspiracy theories that emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts who study misinformation say claims that the avian flu is a bioweapon or an elaborate hoax reflected deepening distrust of the media and scientific experts. For poultry farmers and animal health officials in affected states, however, the flu poses a threat that's all too real for both their animals and their local economies. Jeremy House reporting.
Talk shows on Sunday, ABC's This Week, has White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Shah, retired Admiral Mike Mullen, former Joint Chiefs of Staff chair, is also a guest. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A research fellow with the Heritage Foundation says there are a handful of ways Congress can curb inflation. Joel Griffith suggests Democrat lawmakers, in particular, stop their federal spending spree.
Well, over the past few years, Congress has spent $6 trillion above and beyond what they normally spend. That's about $100,000 per family in the United States. And virtually all of that money has been borrowed, or even worse, has been printed.
Meanwhile, speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Griffith says congressional Democrats have shown they don't care about inflation, particularly since the start of the pandemic.
You had Congress paying businesses to keep the door shut. You had Congress that was paying people not to work. They were paying people more off the job than on the job.
Federal studies last year showed that consumer prices rose 8% in 2021. That's the highest inflation since 1981. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, Wagner Sprayers, RoofMax, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2207. We so appreciate you taking a part of your day to listen to us, and we're here to help you, give you some tips and some ideas on how to get projects done around your house or your apartment, wherever you live. If you've got a to-do on that list that has to do with home improvement, remodeling, repair, decor, you can slide it over to our list by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. We recommend highly that you go to moneypit.com and click on that little blue button on the right side that says leave a message, because this way you'll be able to record your question right to us, and we will put you at the head of the line for getting back to you with an answer. Or you can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you enjoy cooking outdoors, building an outdoor kitchen may be on your someday list. You know, the projects you want to get done someday, always sort of putting it off. Well, we've got some news for you. That day could come a lot sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of very affordable and modular brick that makes building fire pits and benches and even a complete outdoor kitchen as easy as stacking blocks. Think Lego. If you can build with Lego, you can build a complete kitchen. We're going to tell you all about it.
And also ahead, it's always nice to hear the sounds of birds around the house, unless what you hear is the sound of a bird crashing into your window. Bird strikes are surprisingly common and, you know, pretty unsettling. And most of the times the birds just kind of get up and walk away, which is totally bizarre. So we're going to share some tips on how to protect your feathered friends.
And if your spring cleaning includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a new sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of those stains and a lot more.
But first, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, even a decorating project? Whatever it is, we are here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you're working on.
Plus, we got a great giveaway. If you've got a spring painting project plan, we're giving away the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer. This is an awesome tool. It's going out to one listener who calls us with their home improvement question. We will draw you at random, hopefully you, out of the Money Pit hard hat, and send the Wagner Control Pro 170 out to your door. This thing actually lets you get painting projects done 3 times faster than using a roller, so you don't want to miss it. Click on the Leave a Message button, that blue button, on our website at moneypit.com, and record your question, send it to us, and you will be in the pot to win the Wagner Control Pro 170. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right. Mike is on the line, has a question about staining the deck. What is going on? Because we want to get you ready for the summer. How can we help?
I have 2 decks, and a few years ago, I stripped it, the deck clean, did it the right way, sanded it, and restained it, and now it has turned back into what it was. So I'm questioning whether I need to replace all the boards, or is there something else that I could do, you know, to get this deck looking good again.
So when you say it turned back into what it was, is it stain you put on, or is it peeling, or what are you seeing in terms of surface? Is it just...
It is. It's peeling. It's discolored. And I have 2 decks, one that's directly on Lake Champlain in Vermont and the one that's back in the hills of Vermont. And so it gets, you know, pretty tough weather here. But I've fallen back a couple years and it didn't last like I had hoped.
Yeah. And did you use paint or stain?
I used stain.
Because stain typically doesn't peel. Stain usually just fades and wears away. But you definitely have an adhesion issue. Look, if I was to do this again and I wanted to keep it as a wood deck, what I would do is I would prime it. I would take it down again to the surface, and I would use an oil-based primer. You can use like very often with cedar, for example, we use an anti-tannin primer because that basically will really grab the cedar, and then on top of that we put a solid color stain, and that seems to work really well. I did that when I was staining my house, and the stain lasted like ridiculously long time, like maybe 15 or 18 years, because we had done it that way by priming it first. If you want another option, and due to this extreme weather that you're experiencing in those parts of the country, this could be a good reason for you to do what we call a deck makeover, where you essentially take off all the decking boards and the railings and replace only those portions. If the structure is good, so if the structure is still well attached to the house, properly supported and no issues there, then you take off the wood decking boards and just put composite decking down as a decking surface. And depending on how far you want to take it, you know, you could also do a composite decking railing, or you could use one of these, you know, sort of nuanced railing systems that are cable rails or clear rails. You know, all of those options are open to you, but you won't be having any more issues with staining and sealing and all of that if you go with composite. And I think the prices have come down. It's available from so many resources today, so many different places, from the giant home centers to the manufacturers and the lumber yards.
Well, thank you so much. Just one side question. You would never take the boards up and turn them over, would you?
Well, you certainly could do that. We usually tell people to do that if the boards are cracked and checked, if you have a bad board. Now, I mean, you certainly could do that if you want to, you know, stay with the staining and start with a fresh surface. But I still think given 2 or 3 years, you're probably going to be looking at a similar situation once again.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help so much.
Yeah, and remember, any angled cuts are not going to work if you flip them upside down, unless it's just a straight, you know, cut of the board. You know, that's going to be an issue.
But it's good timing, and I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Mike.
Right on. Love the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've got Dana on the line who's got a question about window glazing. What's going on?
I have a number of fixed-pane picture windows in my home that the glazing is kind of pulling out of. It's not the kind of old-school glazing that gets hard and chips off, but it's kind of like a little bit sticky and soft, and it's just coming out of, and so I'm wondering how I can fix this without having to actually take the window out. I could probably take the trim off on the exterior fairly easily, but some of these are quite large, and I really don't want to mess with taking out the interior trim.
So, Dana, you're on the right track here. The glazing that you're talking about is actually what's known as wet glazing. And wet glazing is the glazing that's between the fixed pane window, so that's all a sealed window unit, right? And then the frame that it's contained within, which in your case sounds like it's wood. And it seems to me like the original manufactured wet glazing that was in there is starting to deteriorate and fall out, as you've described it. So I would do kind of what you're suggesting in the sense that I would take off the trim to get to the side of that, to get to the, be able to see all of that. I'd pull out anything that's loose or deteriorated and easily comes out. And then simply replace that with a silicone caulk. A good quality silicone caulk can take the place of that old wet glazing. And here's a little trick of the trade. You want to try to get that filled up as much as you can. If you wet your hand or wet your finger, or use something like a little bit of window cleaning solution on the tips of your fingers, it will slide over that glazing, over that caulk, and leave a nice, perfect bead in its place. Usually you can't do, you can do this with latex, but when it's silicone, you can't. That's why you gotta wet your hand first and use my favorite trowel, which are my fingers, to like sort of smooth it in there and have it lay in nice and tight. So it's a project, so I would try to do everything you know exists in one, you know, one attempt, and this way you'll have some number of years before perhaps any additional glazing starts to separate.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, a planter, or even a bench, there's a way to do that that is as easy as stacking blocks. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for the answers? Well, turn to us.
That's right. If you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, we can help you get projects done. Doesn't matter if you're remodeling, you're renovating, you're repairing, or you're decorating. If you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, we are confident we can lend you a hand. Hey, you guys ready to take on some painting projects this spring? If you are, we've got a great product we're giving away from our friends at Wagner. It's the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. Now, I use this on a fencing project around my house. I had a long fence to do, and I love it. It allowed me to hook up my 5-gallon can of stain and then just take it all the way down to the end of the fence line without having to change out 1 gallon at a time. Now, if you have smaller projects, you can do that. But in this one, it was just nice to have that capability. This allows you to take on big projects like that by yourself instead of hiring a pro. It'll save you some money, and you'll get up to 55% less overspray than traditional airless paint sprayers. And the best news, your stuff's going to go on. Your paint, your stain's going to go on 3 times faster than a roller. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, but we've got one to give out to a lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement question. Go to MoneyPit.com, click on Leave a Message, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
John in Virginia's on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what you're working on.
My house is a 70-year-old house with a rolled metal roof that's showing some signs of rust. I'm wondering if I should think about replacing that, or is there some kind of painting that I can put on there that would help?
You said rolled metal roof?
They roll the seams, and then it's painted with a reflective paint.
Okay. You mean, is it got a slope to it?
Oh, yeah.
I think what you're talking about is what we call a standing seam metal roof, where the seams are folded together. Now, you say it's starting to add some rust, get some rust. Generally, the mistake with metal roofs is that when they start to rust out, people will use a sealant like tar or roof cement, and that actually starts the clock on further deterioration because water will still get under that, but now it has nowhere to go or dry out, so it rusts it out even further. You know, a proper metal roof repair is going to involve metal, and you're essentially going to solder a piece of metal on top of that old roof. And if you do that and maintain it properly, that roof could literally last indefinitely. It sounds to me like you've got some reflective paint on there and such, so that helps to preserve it too, but you're going to have to pull all that off to make this repair. So it really comes down to how much rust is there. And the quicker you can repair that, the better off you're going to be.
So sandblast, sand it, how do you prepare the surface?
I wouldn't sandblast. I mean, I think you could sand it, scrape it and sand it and get it off that way. But you're going to have to get a clean surface so that you can adhere that new metal. And you know what? You could also, if you can't solder it in place or braze it in place, you could cut a piece of metal and with a silicone sealant underneath, put a layer of metal over the old one and then screw it down, making a mechanical sort of patch.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a growing trend, and for good reason. If you're big on summer barbecues but tired of running back and forth from your kitchen to your grill, an outdoor kitchen is the perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there is an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yeah, it's called Rumblestone, and it's a product made by Pavestone. Now, these look like rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack, you know, kind of just like Legos. They're modular, and they can be used to build all sorts of popular outdoor features. So, fire pit, grill enclosure, planters, or yes, even a complete outdoor kitchen. The process is pretty simple. You start by laying out the base and setting your first row of Rumblestone blocks right on top of your concrete patio. And from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other. Now, there's no need for mortar in between, which makes it super easy. You just run a bead of Quikrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
All right. Now, the Rumblestone kits, they're available in a variety of sizes and a variety of components. So the prices are going to vary, but they start around $250, and they can also be used for traditional paver projects like patios, walls, even landscape borders. Quikrete also has a step-by-step video of a beautiful outdoor kitchen made with Rumblestones and then topped with a concrete countertop available online. So definitely worth checking out.
Rumblestones are a great way to build a beautiful outdoor kitchen yourself. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Now we've got Joan in Missouri on the line who needs some help building a habitat for some furry friends. What's going on?
I'd like to put an enclosed space on the back of my house for my cat. Not with a solid roof, but with like a wire roof.
Okay.
But the issue is that it's going to be 24 by 22. And
wow.
I don't know. I've built small things, but I'm not sure how to span something that wide because I don't want the uprights in the middle.
You must have a really important cat. You're making over 400 square feet of space for that cat, is that right?
Well, the idea is it's going to just enclose the patio.
I see.
And okay. Then I haven't poured the patio yet.
I see. Well, look, I mean, anything that big qualifies as an addition. It's not just a pen or a patio. I mean, this is a pretty significant addition. So my first question is whether or not you're impacting any zoning laws in your town that would limit what you can do.
Now, we have very low limits here.
All right, you have very low limits. Okay. But at the same time, you want to make sure that whatever you put in terms of the patio can support the structure. So you say you want to enclose it. And I presume since it's an open roof, you don't ever want to heat it. Is that right?
Right.
You said it would be open, but you're not going to have any rain protection over it?
No.
Well, what kind of roof structure are you thinking about?
I'm thinking like hardware cloth. I just want something that will keep, like, birds, obviously, out and, you know, wildlife, stray cats, that sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me if you're going to build something that's 22 by 24, that's a pretty big construction project. I'd put a roof on it at the same time because who knows, maybe somebody who buys your house in the future would love to have an enclosed patio and would, you know, be particularly important that they have a roof at the same time. Anything that you put on there in terms of, you know, cloth or temporary is just not going to last very long. And frankly, it won't be tough enough to keep birds and insects from nesting it.
Oh, no. Hardware cloth is like large square screen wire.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just thinking that you're going to have to put to have something that's that span. Like if it's going to be say 22 foot off your house, you have to have some sort of a structure to support that. You can't the hardware cloth or whatever you use is not going to just sit by itself. It's going to have kind of like a roof structure, a roof rafter structure.
Right, that's what I don't know how to do.
Yeah, and it's a good question because it's actually a lot of work to do that. First of all, is this a one-story house or is it a two-story house?
Yes, one-story.
One-story. So that those beams, those rafters, to have any kind of slope to them, would have to start up way high on the roof. And this means you have to intersect them with your existing roof. This is a big project, and it's not something I think you should take on lightly. But anything of that size is an awful lot of work, and I think you would be...
I wasn't going to do it. Myself, I was going to have my sons do it, but I would have to be the one to design it and tell them what, you know, how to do it.
But you don't have the skill set to do that. So
no.
I think you would be wise to get some professional help, at least on the layout and the specs for this, because there's a lot of changes, you know, a lot of decisions that have to be made. And most of the time, if you tackle something like this, I can just tell you, I've seen it time and time again. If you tackle something like this and it's not done well, it is going to devalue your house. It is going to be an eyesore. It's going to be a maintenance headache, and people are going to be really turned off by it if you ever want to sell. So I would put the time and the effort into it to design a nice solid roof patio space. You could have it furnished if you want. You can let the cats in there. You keep the water out. You know, you could even think about heating it at some point in the future or cooling it. But I would not do it, you know.
So this is pretty much a professional project.
It really is a professional project. Of that size, yeah, that's a professional project.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. What projects are you tackling this spring weekend? Whatever it is, let the Money Pit give you a hand. The Money Pit's coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Coming up, have your windows or doors become an unexpected target for a seriously lost bird? Well, we've got tips on why bird strikes happen and what you can do to prevent them next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com.
WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement question. Just click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com. So tell me about the new basketball net going in, Leslie. What's the story?
Let me tell you, it's going to be a project and a half. What started off so easy, it was like a negotiation. Like, hey, kids, you're 14 and 10. Can we get rid of the playset that no one's touched for like 2 years? And they're like, oh. I'm like, what if I put up a basketball net? Now, Tom, you've been to my house. You've seen my backyards maybe, what, like 10 by 20?
Yeah, yeah.
Super small.
It won't be a full court game going on there, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be a game of horse at best.
Yeah.
But I can't have a freestanding one. So, of course, you know, I got a little guy and a tall guy. So I want one of those height-adjustable garage-mounted hoops. No problem. You can buy one. They're not terribly expensive, but they're certainly not inexpensive. And I can't imagine that my garage is going to be on that little front eave there is going to be able to support this. I imagine I'm going to have to build some sort of structure on the inside to kind of help take that weight. And then, you know, we have that, I think ours are, I have the CertainTeed shingle. It's kind of like the Hardy shingle. It's that prefabricated one. And I wonder how I'm going to, you know, drill through that without cracking them and ruining everything. It's a bigger project than I want.
Yeah, you're going to drill through it, that's for sure. And you're going to make sure that if it's a shingle, you're going to have to put a pad underneath it, like a cedar shingle or something like that, so it comes out flat. And the key is to try to distribute the weight so you're not, like, over any hollow part of that shingle. So you got some work to do there for sure. I'm sure you got a couple of extra shingles so that when they turn, like, 24, you know, you can take it down and and put the shingles back together.
Oh, you mean when they never move out and I never move to a bigger house because of what things are? You know, be here forever playing basketball in my postage stamp backyard. Well, birds of a feather flock together, except for the ones that unexpectedly fly into your window.
Whoops.
Now, the American... oh my gosh, I can't even believe how often it does happen. The American Bird Conservancy reports an average of 2 birds are killed per home every year because of window strikes, which happen mostly during the spring and fall migration. And here's why that happens and what you can do to keep your house off of the flight path.
Now, the reason birds fly straight into windows and then also sliding glass doors is usually because of an optical illusion. Birds may think they can fly in one window and out an opposite window of your home, or they're kind of fooled by the reflection of the glass and they think seeing trees and shrubs or clear sky means they got a clear path. And this even happens at night because they can crash into lighted windows because they see plants inside and they see indoors, but they think that they can sort of fly right through.
Yeah, I mean, it's disturbing to find those injured birds around the house, but there are easy things that you can do to prevent these window strikes. Now, the basic idea is to make that glass less reflective and more visible to the birds. So here's some affordable DIY tricks that are going to work. Outside, you can hang reflective items outside the windows like decals or wind chimes, and that's going to distract birds away from it. And you can also apply closely spaced white or black tape strips or other decals on the glass. Or you can even draw high contrast patterns on the window with soap or washable paint, which could be a cool project for the kids. I mean, no one wants to have the birds hit the window. It's terrible.
Now, you can also close shutters, of course, in any window that's not in use, or use shades or awnings to minimize the reflection. Make sure you move bird feeders and bird baths either within 3 feet, like really close, or more than 30 feet away from the windows. And you could also consider attaching a window screen or a light netting to the outside window frame to provide sort of a cushioning effect if the bird still manages to hit that window.
Now, there are simple things that you can do indoors as well, like keeping your blinds, the shades, or even the curtains at least partially closed and turning off lights at night. And if these do-it-yourself options don't work, you can find anti-collision products online, like specialized stickers that you can add to your windows to make sure that the birds can see the window before they crash into them.
Anti-collision products. I could have used that when my kids were little because they're always running into things, right?
I mean, please, I find that we run into screens more often than the glass. So either way, somebody's banging into something. Whether you're a bird or a human, it's happening.
It sounds like a baby-proofing item, an anti-collision system. Well, all right. Let's save a few birds out there, shall we, people?
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if your spring cleaning includes power washing some stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of stains and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got a home improvement question, go ahead and click on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com. You'll see the blue button, the little microphone there. You can record your question, and if you do, and you send it to us, you will be at the top of the list when we get ready to return those calls.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, and it's your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie can help you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, painting is a great spring project, and if that's on your to-do list, we have a fantastic product to give away to one listener, the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. This makes those projects go pretty fast, right, Les?
Oh, my goodness. You can paint three times faster than if you were painting with a roller. Plus, you're going to use way less paint because it's 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. And what's so great about the Wagner Control Pro 170 is that as a homeowner, you can tackle far bigger projects than you would have on your own before. You'd just have gone out and hired a pro, but now you can tackle it yourself. It's super easy to use. It applies a high-quality finish that you can be proud of, and you can say, yeah, I hired a pro. That's me.
It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement. That Wagner Control Pro 170 paint sprayer going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement question by clicking on Leave a Message on MoneyPit.com.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors to their Money Pit. Tell us what's going on.
I have a couple of feral cats that are running around in my backyard. I have a bird bath, and the cats stalk the bird bath, and when the birds come in to take a drink and a splash, they jump up and they kill the bird. And what I've done is I've poured the water out of the bird bath to keep the birds away, but how do I get rid of the cats?
I mean, there's a lot of initiatives around the country with organizations that will help deal with the feral cat issue. Many of them run what's called a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. So the idea is that they trap the cats humanely, like with a have-a-heart trap or something like that. They neuter them. Then they return them to the environment, but hopefully not in your neighborhood where they're used to finding that source of food. And so I would turn to an organization like that that can help you trap the cats and get them off of your property. And if they have the added support that they can neuter the cats, then that helps the overall community from stopping these cats from reproducing.
And you know what else? We had an issue years ago when there's a person on our block who, you know, feeds every cat in town and has about like 30 cats and kittens just living in their backyard. And the neighbor next door was doing a ton of work. There was a dumpster with like food scraps and stuff in it. And so all the cats kind of just meandered into my yard. And I had called the village because, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind the cats being there, but they were killing like a possum. And now all of a sudden I had to clean up a dead possum and birds. And, you know, I really don't want to be doing that. So I called the village and the village referred me to the town. So long story short, I made a bunch of calls to finally get to someone in the county who told me that where I live, feral cats have the same rights as squirrels, which means you can do nothing about them. But if you do find a local cat rescue, they might be willing to come and help you, you know, take the cats, find them, you know, a place to be adopted by. And, you know, maybe if you find a place that you feel comfortable with, you know, a donation might not hurt in helping them to get the cats off your property. So you never know. I might, you know, make a call to your town or your village and see where that goes, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've ever poured a fresh new concrete porch or a patio or a driveway or a sidewalk, you might notice that while it's new, it looks fantastic, but it can quickly lose that new concrete luster. Well, Quikrete has a product that both cures new concrete and seals new or existing concrete to protect it against a wide range of stains.
Yeah, it's called Quikrete Cure and Seal, and it works for both new or existing concrete. For new concrete, Cure and Seal promotes proper curing, and that's going to help make that concrete stronger. It's also going to increase its durability and reduce shrinkage cracks.
And for existing concrete, it will repel water as well as protect and seal surfaces from acids and grease and road salt and more. I also like that it makes the surface a lot easier to clean. And when winter comes along, it's going to protect it from winter damage caused by freeze and thaw cycles, too.
To learn more about Quikrete Cure and Seal, head to Quikrete.com. Quikrete, it's what America's made of.
Renee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question is concerning my sump pump. Obviously, a sump pump in the basement. And for a long time, for several months, I had not heard the sump pump going off. A few months ago, when it was raining very hard, I went down to the basement to see why the sump pump wasn't kicking on, and it was the well was filled with water. So I went ahead and I, you know, drained the water out by, you know, bucketing, taking buckets of this, pouring buckets of water out. And so I got down to see where the ball was. Okay. And it still wouldn't come on. So I tapped the ball, and then eventually when the water rose, it did kick on again. But now I'm hearing this gurgling sound in my kitchen sink piping, and I want to know why.
Where is the sump pump discharging? Is it discharging into this basement sink?
The sump pump discharges, it's connected to the outside sewer line, and the line is connected to the basement sink, the kitchen sink.
Okay, so first of all, it has to go through a trap. If it doesn't go through a trap, you may get sewage gas that comes back into the basement. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the gurgling might just because it doesn't have enough water in the sump itself. You're probably pulling a lot of air in there. And thirdly, because your sump pump was filling up when you had heavy rain, the source of that water is easily within your ability to repair and stop. Generally, when your sump pump fills up after heavy rain, it's because your gutters are clogged or overflowing, or your downspouts are not discharging away from the foundation, or the soil around the house is not slipping away from the outside walls. That's what causes problems with water filling up in basements and floods in a sort, because the outside surface drainage is just not set up right. So I would focus on improving your exterior drainage. There's a great article on moneypit.com about how to solve wet basements. A lot of that advice applies to this. And then you'll find that the sump pump will have to run that much less.
Okay. That's great news.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get your home projects done right.
And they mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key to living a green lifestyle. We're going to share tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com/podcast. If you've got a question, reach out to us by clicking on leave a message at moneypit.com.
Tracy's written in with a question, and this is a question we get pretty often, but I always wonder the opposite. Why not put up wallpaper? But that's not Tracy's question. Tracy's saying, how can I take off wallpaper that's on top of plaster? Do I just sheetrock over it? Can I take it off completely? I say just put on a nicer new wallpaper. But, you know, let's help you out with what you want.
But that's you. Yeah, and then, you know, 10 years from now, whoever has to take that off is going to take off two layers of wallpaper, which is
I'm never moving.
Yeah. Well, look, Tracy, I am of the opinion that you should always take the wallpaper off. It is a lot easier than what you think. There's a handy tool called a paper tiger that will score or put little tiny holes in that wallpaper. And then the key is to saturate it. I mean, really saturate it. If you have enough water that you rub over that wall or spray over that wall, like with a pump-up garden sprayer kind of saturate, you know, look, if you got like hardwood floors underneath, you got to protect them, but you got to make it wet. You got to do it a section at a time. If you can catch an edge, especially if it's a coated paper, you might be able to peel it off. But if not, start at one side, work to the other, scrape it off until it comes off completely. If you're really having a hard time, the surefire way to make it easier is to go out and rent a steam wallpaper remover. A wallpaper steamer basically will put some hot steam right where it has to be, and that definitely will melt the adhesive and have that paper coming off in sheets.
All right. I hope that helps you, Tracy. But listen, wallpaper's super nice, so start with a fresh surface and then put up a new wallpaper. They're really fun. All right, so, Tom, we've got a quick one here. Frank in California wants to replace some windows, but they're in stucco, so what's the best way to cut and remove them from the stucco?
Yeah, so you'd think it's a big answer. It's not. You don't remove the stucco. What you do is you order replacement windows, which are custom-made to fit inside the existing window openings. That's going to save you a whole lot of work, Frank. So just go ahead and order replacements. It's a different type of window than a new construction window, and they will go in perfectly every time.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Frank. It seems like your project got a lot smaller, so well done.
Well, when it comes to a green lifestyle, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are key. Leslie has tips to help with one green building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this is truly about the fourth R. Let's talk about that. Repurposing. And it really is a great trick of the trade. You just take usual items that you have around your house and you turn them into functional and quite good-looking side tables. You know those glazed ceramic garden stools? A lot of people use them outside on their porches and their decks. You can find them pretty much everywhere from discount shops to even super high-end stores. Now, those look fantastic as a little unexpected side table or even in the bathroom as just a place to put like an orchid and a candle or some rolled up towels, like something really cute, but it's just another use for something that might normally go outside that can look really sharp and special inside. Other things to consider: rain drums, vintage wire baskets, old suitcases stacked, even musical instruments. All of these can work really well as a table base. I mean, sometimes you might say, a violin, how am I going to do that? But if you get a very simple table base and kind of attach these instruments to that base with the top, suddenly you have a very unique and interesting side table. So don't let the item that you have sort of dissuade you from building something, because there's always a way to make that piece work. All you need really is a tempered glass on the top, and you are good to go. So if you find something around your house that you need some help figuring out how to make it work, send us a photo. We'll happily help you out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you love water pools and features? Well, we're going to share a very cool option to create a natural in-ground pool that is beautiful and earth-friendly on the very next edition of the Money Pit. And I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden continuing his Asian trip. Yesterday, after meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Yoon Suk-yeol, the president said the two countries will consider expanding military exercises to deter the nuclear threat from North Korea at a time when there's little hope of real diplomacy in the matter. Meanwhile, Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says the time is right for a greater U.S. diplomatic footprint in the Pacific. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Hagerty says it's part of the plan to counter China's Belt and Roads Initiative in the region.
What we're mainly trying to do is use private sector funds and basically lead the way and demonstrate the fact that America is present. If you add up all of the private investment that has been made in the region, America is still by far the largest investor, but we need to keep that going.
Australian voters went to the polls today. The results already in. The center-left opposition party toppling the ruling Conservative Party after almost a decade in power.
I am humbled by this victory, and I'm honoured to be given the opportunity to serve as the 31st Prime Minister of Australia.
These are the words of new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. His victory speech also included promises of sharper reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, while he faces an early foreign policy test. Outgoing Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he accepted the will of the Australian people.
I've always believed in Australians and their judgment, and I've always been prepared to accept their verdicts. And tonight they have delivered their verdict, and I congratulate Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party, and I wish him and his government all the very best.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, the Pennsylvania, 6 days after the state's primary race, the results are still not known, likely won't be known until June 8th. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
A ransomware gang that infiltrated some Costa Rican government computer systems has upped its threat.
It now says its goal is to overthrow the government. The Russian-speaking Conti gang attacked Costa Rica in April, accessing multiple critical systems in the finance ministry, including customs and tax collection. Other government systems were also affected, and a month later, not all are fully functioning.
Jeremy House reporting. President Rodrigo Chavez declared a state of emergency over the attack as soon as he was sworn in. U.S. State Department's offered $10 million reward for information leading to the identification or location of Conti leaders. Meanwhile, it was on this day in 1471, King Henry VI of England died in the Tower of London at the age of 49. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. House Speaker Pelosi's support for abortion is costing her the communion rail in her San Francisco diocese.
Archbishop Salvador Cordeleon said Friday in his notification to Pelosi that he sent her a letter on April 7th expressing his concerns after she vowed to codify the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision into law after Texas approved a law banning most abortions, but that she never responded. Cordeleon said he told Pelosi she must either repudiate her support of abortion or stop speaking publicly about her Catholic faith. Otherwise, he says he must declare she cannot receive communion. Keith Peters reporting.
In Tennessee, where it's a felony to camp on most state-owned property, there is a move to make it a felony to camp on local public property, like parks. It'll be punishable by up to 6 years in prison and a loss of voting rights. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world, especially in the Ukraine. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Daniel Bylek, former chief investment advisor, the prime minister of Ukraine and head of Ukraine's Invest. He's trying to make sure people do not forget he's fighting. The Ukrainians are fighting for everyone, and I don't forget. We'll do a simulcast on with Stuart Varney and FBN. That's always fun. And Brad Raffensperger is standing by. He wants to retain his spot as Georgia's Secretary of State in a tight race. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by LifeVac. Save a life in a choking emergency. Visit LifeVac.net to learn more and use code BK10 to save 10%.
Number three.
They're going to get right into it with the evidence today, but, you know, the prosecution is proving a fairly simple case, and that is a false statement to the FBI. And I think the defense is going to have a hard time creating enough smokescreen to cover up that the fact that Sussman did make a false statement.
Yeah, that is Matt Whitaker, former AG, talking about John Durham. Finally, these cases are in action. Mike Sussman opening arguments on the table as Sussman tries to show that the FBI had to know I was working for Hillary Clinton campaign, even though it's a text to Jim Baker saying, you know, I'm coming as a citizen, about making up some type of alleged ties between Alpha Bank and the Trump Organization.
Number two. The crunchy granola types who like to attend gender reveal parties. I mean, they're very, very woke. And they're just not focused on the issues that are worrying ordinary Americans right now.
John Kennedy making it clear. Gas prices over $4 in 50 states. And speaking of 50 states, every state is experiencing empty shelves where baby formula used to be. This is a legal storm our border. Three issues that affect every American. We'll examine what's being done and what is not.
Number one.
If we count all the same day up, Oz has the lead. Then we count the mail up and McCormick leapfrogs him and takes the lead. And then deja vu all over again. You're talking about Donald Trump's backed candidate in Pennsylvania being overtaken after the election on the strength of mail-in ballots.
That is Steve Kornacki talking about the primary showdown, the most intriguing race, the Pennsylvania Senate race. Still too close to call between McCormick and Oz. I'll bring you the latest winners and losers, maybe within this broadcast and the Trump scorecard. Well, if Donald Trump had his way, Brad Raffensperger would not be the Georgia Secretary of State. Therefore, he handpicked Jody Heiss to run against him. It's a tight race as we get set to focus on Georgia next. So far, the turnout has been unbelievably high despite the mislabeling of Georgia's amended election laws of something that's supposed to exclude many, large swaths of people. Mr. Attorney General Brad Raffensperger, welcome back.
Hi, Brian.
Brad, did you expect this hard of a race?
Well, I wanted to talk about SB 202. You have to remember when we passed the Election Integrity Act, President Biden came down to Georgia. They told everyone how they did so good up north. And yet, meanwhile, in Georgia, we added a day of early voting. We have record turnout. And President Biden's home state of Delaware has 10 days of early voting. We have 17 days. And right now, so far, we're at 540,000 people who voted earlier, have had their absentee ballots accepted. We're going to see probably over 750,000 people vote before Election Day next week. So we're having record turnout, and it's just tremendous to see that President Biden was just flat dead wrong about Georgia's Election Integrity Act of 2021.
Not only was he wrong, I thought he did the obscene thing of calling it Jim Crow 2.0 and assume that anybody who had anything to do with this is racist or segregationist. I mean, think about it, how insulting and inflammatory that is.
Exactly. And then the Department of Justice has joined together with nine other of these left-wing activist groups. So they're just piggybacking on the DOJ's unlimited financial resources. They're attacking us on solid common sense election reform. We now have photo ID for absentee voting, something they've been using in Minnesota for over 10 years now. No one's ever sued them, but they're suing us on that. And it's photo ID. And that way it enhances security, and by doing that, you elevate confidence. And that's one of the reasons that voters are coming out. They're very confident that their votes will be counted, and they want to be engaged in the process. And so this is just a win-win day for Georgia.
So right now, the breakdown is you got over 237,000 Republicans. 237,000 Republicans already voted, 176,000 Democrats already voted, and about 3,000 nonpartisan people have voted. So far, you say, according to the numbers coming out of your office, you're seeing a 217% increase in the same time of early voting in 2018, and 155% increase at the same time of early voting in 2020 primary elections. That's pretty significant.
It's absolutely significant. We've been increasing our percentages of the population that are voting here in Georgia, and so we're seeing strong turnout. And so everything that was alleged about SB 202, the Election Integrity Act of 2021, was absolutely false. But we've been pushing against these narratives since 2018. Stacey Abrams, she lost by 55,000 votes, still hasn't conceded. She's up in Virginia back in October of 2021 saying, just because you win doesn't mean you've won, things like that. And so we pushed against her narrative. And now we're really – the most important thing, Brian, if that people in America haven't paid attention to yet is 4 years ago, I said we want to make sure only American citizens are voting in our elections. That's what I said 4 years ago. And right now, Stacey Abrams is trying to stop us from doing that with a federal lawsuit. She's trying to stop us from doing citizenship verification when people attempt to register. Well, if you get non-citizens on your voter rolls, what's going to happen next? They'll be voting in your elections. And that's very important. This is really a bellwether for our entire country. We need to stop it here in Georgia. We need to win this court case, because if we actually lost, we will appeal to the Supreme Court. But if we did lose, every other state would be open to non-citizen voting. This is the key issue. You got how many people are coming across the border today? Just think of them when they get rid of Title 42.
18,000 expected. 18,000 exactly. A day if they get rid of it.
If they get rid of it, multiply that by 365 days, and Stacey Abrams wants the blue wave of undocumented and documented voting in our elections. No, we're going to make sure that only American citizens vote here in Georgia. 80% of all Georgians agree with me, 93% of all Republicans. This is common sense, and that's why I'm continuing to push back on that. And I'm trying to elevate people's awareness of how critical this issue is, not just for Georgia, but for our entire country.
Understood, and we're seeing it. When Ron DeSantis made his stand against Disney and still saying we're getting rid of their autonomous status, he pushed back against that company when they said we're going to do everything we can to overturn this this parental rights bill. I believe we're seeing immediately corporations responding to that when we have the controversial Roe v. Wade that could be history as early as June. Now we're not seeing corporations say anything except for we'll provide transportation if you need to leave a state to get an abortion. Do you think that is a direct effect of what they did to you guys and probably we regret and what they tried to do to Florida?
I think that publicly traded corporations would do best to focus on producing their product or service and doing that, because half their customers are going to be on one side of the aisle, half of them are going to be on another side of the aisle. You know, they need to be focused in on what they do to return top value for their shareholders.
Yeah, so we'll see what happened. What was the fallout corporate-wise besides losing the All-Star game?
Well, we lost the All-Star game, and we did get, I guess the sweet moment of winning the World Series. But still, they said that we reduced the number of days of early voting. That wasn't true at all. We actually increased it by a day. Plus, we said any county that wants to have Sunday voting can have 2 days of Sunday voting. We also now make sure that lines are shorter than 1 hour. Counties have to keep lines short. It's never been easier to vote, and we shorted up security by having photo ID for absentee voting. And that's what they've been using in Minnesota for over 10 years. Texas and Georgia now, we're using photo ID, driver's license number, because it makes sense. It's an objective measure.
Right. So, Brad, look at your race now. You have a bunch of people in it, but Jody Heiss is second. That's a Trump-endorsed candidate. You're up in the last poll that we could see in April 22nd to the 27th by 11 points. How do you feel with the 1 week to go until Election Day, or it's 6 days?
Well, Jody Heiss has been lying for a year and a half, spreading all this misinformation, disinformation. And yet when he's been up in Congress, he's done nothing on election reform legislation. Meanwhile, when I was in the State House, I said you had to be an American citizen to be on any government board, commission, and authority. I passed that in the State House, went over to the Senate, and it died over there. But I did my job as a state representative. He has not done his job as a congressman. He's done nothing on election reform legislation, and he's done nothing on border security either. Where's his bills on border security? Where's his border on election reform legislation? He's not done anything for 7.5 years. And now he's been spreading misinformation, and I'm cleaning that up. I go out and I talk to anyone. I'll go talk to Tea Party, Republican Party meetings, you know, Rotary, Kiwanis, you know, Business Exchange. I'll talk to anyone. Give me 10 minutes to tell people what happened, and then I'll take your questions for as long as you have questions. And bit by bit, what the message is getting out.
A couple of things. When people look at your state, they now say it's no longer a red state. Brad, do you feel it's still a red state? They just had an election where they went in a different direction?
Well, if you look at the numbers, what we have right now, there's 237,000, as you said, Republican voters that have shown up, and 167, you know, Democrat voters. Maybe they're waiting for a little bit. It is competitive. We're like North Carolina. We are not like Alabama, 65-35. We have just grown an awful lot in our population. But I still think that we are, you know, on the right side of the aisle. It's much more competitive.
Right, and much more competitive. Brad, best of luck. Thanks so much. I hope people take
Thanks,
note
Brian.
That you're not trying to get rid of any segment of society. You just want to make sure elections are legitimate.
My job is to make sure we have fair and honest elections, and we're seeing that today.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. It's your time to sneak in your calls right after this. Then I'm going to go and talk a little Ukraine with Daniel Bialik, and he's going to bring us up to date on what's happening there. There's tremendous gains, Russia's tremendous losses, but they still have acquired, through pure force, a lot of mineral-rich territory, and that can't stand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You're getting Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
It's been over 2 months since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and Americans remain engaged with the war and continue to want to help Ukraine in the fight. 62% of voters in our Fox News survey say the U.S. should be doing more for Ukraine. That's unchanged since March. Also in March, nearly 9 in 10, 85% said what happens over there matters here at home. That urgency holds, as the same number feel that way today. Plus, 51% think it matters a great deal. There's also optimism about the outcome. 71% think it is very or somewhat likely Ukraine will survive and remain a free country. One notable thing here, there's more bipartisan agreement than we typically see these days. For instance, more than 8 in 10 Democrats, independents, and Republicans think what happens in Ukraine matters to life in the U.S., and majorities of each say we should do more. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco, and that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are, which I just know, I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with 2 counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
If you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green, he's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
House Call for Health. Eating lots of junk food could be creating a home on the range for bad bacteria to ruin your mouth. A recent University of Buffalo study shows eating carbs can create a negative microbial environment for bacteria, which can create periodontal illness. The researchers studied data from more than 1,000 postmenopausal women, and it indicates foods like donuts, soft drinks, and high sugars created possibilities for Streptococcus and Leptotrichia organisms to thrive. The researchers say oral bacteria resides in the subgingival plate and affects gum disease. Dr. Amy Millen, an associate professor of epidemiology and environmental health at the University of Buffalo's School of Public Health and Health Professions, writes, looking at measures of salivary bacteria might not tell us how oral bacteria relate to periodontal disease because we're not looking in the right environment within the mouth. The study was published in the journal Scientific Reports. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The crunchy granola types who like to attend gender reveal parties. I mean, they're very, very woke. And they're just not focused on the issues that are worrying ordinary Americans right now. I'm not saying they don't believe in democracy. They say they do. But they really believe in government by experts, and they think they're the experts, and they're smarter than ordinary Americans, and they're more virtuous, and that everybody ought to shut up and listen to them.
And we're not. When you have baby formula missing, when gas is over $4 a gallon, when diesel is over $5 a gallon, when everything you want to buy is more expensive, and it's affecting your way of life, believe me, and crime is running rampant in every major city. We're not going to worry about trans rights unless, of course, they're changing textbooks and suspending your kid because he's not using the right pronoun. Kathy, listen, WSBA in York, Pennsylvania. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I just wanted to share just a couple minutes from working at the polls in Pennsylvania. Last year we ran out of Republican ballots, but this year we had plenty. We had a lot of people work. Basically, they all said they were happy with the top of the candidate list, and it was a hard decision, and many of them just really struggled with who they wanted to vote for because I think they're all strong. And they said this was one of the hardest elections they've ever voted in. But the best thing that occurred were the two gentlemen that came in and said, after 40 years, I get to vote I'm a first-time voter. And they were two gentlemen from Cuba who were voting for the very first time as U.S. citizens, and they were so proud.
Yeah,
and the whole thing broke out. Yep.
So who did you vote for?
I don't tell who I voted for.
But we don't know who you are.
I know, but there are people here that do. And that's not important. It really isn't important who I voted for, because what was important was the people made choices, and they were, everyone, both sides were very, they were sincere. And there wasn't a lot of competition on the Democrat ballot. But I really feel that, people really thought about it before they made their choices. And I think that unfortunately, I will say, I mean, obviously I had a Republican ballot. That's all I'll say. But that, the things that are being said about Republicans, are just so hurtful. It does not describe the people who voted. And honestly, there were people of all races, ethnicities, and two genders that voted, that chose Republican ballots.
Right.
So
I appreciate that. But Kathy, did your precinct count all the absentee ballots yet, or the mail-in ballots?
Our precinct we're in York County, and so we didn't have the same issue that they had in Lancaster County. And they started counting as soon as we closed. We don't have our totals yet, that they sent to us, but we didn't have the problems. However, York County is a pretty red county.
Gotcha. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the real-world insight. 22,000 uncounted votes so far in Lancaster. It really could decide the vote, decide who the Senate candidate is. Mark, listen on the Fox News Radio app in Ohio. Mark.
Hey, Brian. Hey, your speaker during the 9 o'clock hour, your guest, who was talking about that they couldn't convict Clinton because it wasn't a crime. It was just something very unethical. Well, why can't we hold her accountable for the cost of that in the Mueller report?
Let's get there. Besides the cost, what I wanted exposed, and you see the Mueller report's 5 years old today. What a big waste of time, waste of money, ruined lives. When you think of Roger Stone, when you think of all the others, Manafort, when you think of Flynn, this whole faux investigation ruined lives and really hurt the country. Hence the presidency. But I want it exposed. It's going to be piece by piece. And when it comes out that Sussman laid this story at the FBI, I want to find out who the FBI bought it and why they didn't follow up and investigated it, or why they were they leaking to the press about it. We know McCabe leaked to the press, but these guys have to be exposed. I think it's a major case. Eric, listening to WDBO in Orlando. Eric.
Hey, Brian. We need to amend the three big things you need to know to, like, the 10 big things you need to know, because three ain't cutting it these days. Just when you think it can't get any worse, I don't know if you saw Trump said on Truth Social that the judge in the Sussman case is married to Lisa Page's lawyer, and Merrick Garland performed their wedding ceremony. So that guy needs to go.
I had no idea about that. Well, I'll have to find out if that's indeed. That's unbelievable. You know, you're going to get in on the jury is two AOC supporters and one Hillary Clinton supporter who work for both, work for the respective campaigns. That's incredible. So, Eric, thanks for the call. He always provides insight. I'm going to go verify that. But how disturbing is that? But if you go out there and you start your case with you lied to the FBI and it's a text message to the FBI that says I'm not affiliated with anyone. I mean, this should be the ultimate layup. The question is, to do a deal, will Sussman say what exactly was behind it, who was behind it? Is the FBI complicit or just uses stooges? And are they that easily duped? One thing they brought up is Jim Baker's not an investigator. He's a FBI lawyer. So call up an investigator and say, listen, I got my friend of mine here, says he's got some Russia linked to Trump. Come over. Evaluate it. I'm a lawyer. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246 YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar, the Humidor, is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily, broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Can you believe this is where we are after more than three months of war, that we're in a situation where Ukraine is getting some real money because they've earned it, because they've shown they can stand up to the Russians. Russia, Putin is being in effect criticized by a respected analyst on his own TV show. Sweden and Finland are joining NATO. I mean, this is not the war that we expected.
But I'm glad these things have happened, but they're not out of the woods yet. Daniel Bylyk knows that, former chief investment advisor to the prime minister of Ukraine and head of Ukraine Invest. And he's also volunteering as a member of the Ukrainian Territorial Defense Forces. Daniel, always great to hear from you. First off, how are things going on the ground?
Thanks for having me back. Well, here in Kiev, things have quieted down considerably since we defeated the Russians around the north of the city. They pulled back, and now they're concentrating all their efforts on the east and the south. And that's a really quite a tense situation right now.
Understood. Now, they essentially have taken Mariupol as, and we understand the officers have, the your fighting force has given up the steel mill, and they've left, 260. So they have that, and they claim Kherson. Are you concerned that they're going to keep these areas and call it a day and take some valuable territory from Ukraine?
Well, let's be clear. They can try to take whatever they want, but they're not going to keep it. And especially if we get the help from the United States that we've been promised, we're going to kick these guys out of the country. And we can do it. And everybody knows we can do it, including them. Mariupol was critical. We had under a thousand men in the Azov battalion, basically holding down, pinning down 10,000 Russian troops, which was absolutely critical. They did this for 3 months. And this was absolutely critical to allow our forces in Kyiv and in the east to be able to withstand the Russian advance and to start pushing them back. And these guys are heroes. I don't know what's been negotiated in terms of their extraction. I hope that whatever it is, the Russians keep their word. Bismarck said that the word of the Russians isn't worth the paper it's written on, and we've seen that time and again. So I'm just hopeful these guys are gonna survive in their hands. In terms of Kherson and the east, look, we've pushed them out of surrounding Kharkiv in the east as well. They have not taken any major cities. Mariupol was a secondary city. Basically, it's been leveled. It's rubble. Kherson, they came up right at the beginning. It's a smaller city as well. But, you know, they've shown time and again that with the resilience of the Ukrainian forces, smart use of arms, smart use of tactics, the second largest army in the world can be defeated. And we're not going to cede one inch of ground to them. Because by doing that, we essentially sentence the Ukrainians living under Russian rule to slavery and slaughter. We've seen that time and again.
Daniel Bielak with us from Daniel. Where are you now?
Kyiv.
So you come to us now. Now, is when you guys sit around and talk about logical goals, I get this a lot too. What does victory look like? Your goal ultimately will push them out of everything, including Crimea. What's realistic?
Well, again, I, Brian, I come back to this. We got the howitzers that the American 155 millimeter howitzers. We've been getting some very good kit from the U.S., especially other NATO countries. The javelins, the NLAWs, these anti tank weapons. We've proven they can be defeated. They're still dangerous because there are just so many of them. But, you know, we can take the fight to them, and it is absolutely realistic to push them out of the country. Look, in 1917, the end of the First World War, the Russian army on paper was huge, and then it just collapsed, and we just need to keep pushing them out. And that really means, you know, getting the equipment the United States has promised us, including especially the multiple rocket launch systems. Because they don't have anything that can combat that. We need weapons that are going to help us move offensively, not just defensively. You know, if we leave them in the country, in the Donbas, in Kherson, in Crimea, they're just going to come back, and they're going to come back, try to come back stronger. They've already said they want to go to Poland and the Baltic states. And that means U.S. troops are going to be on the front lines in another war with Russia. And, you know, you have a chance now to defeat them by helping us and you know, preserving the lives of your soldiers down the road.
Listen, I 100% agree with you. And you guys, the Senate did pass the $40 billion, so which means it's going to be coming in your direction. When people are listening right now, and you're a finance guy, they're just concerned because of things that we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan, that the money's going to go to the right place. That people are understanding that this isn't a bottomless pit. What we do is basically drop it off in Poland. Have you noticed it getting to the right people at the right time?
Yeah, listen, I totally get this, and I do want to thank the people in the United States, because, you know, without your support, I'm not sure your government would have done the right thing. Look, we are not Iraqi. We are not Iraq. We are not Afghanistan. We are a reliable ally. We know how to use these weapons, and we are using them effectively. The government and the military has been posting pictures about on social media about how effective the howitzers have been. They've been showing how the javelins are being used. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, we've killed 28,000 Russian soldiers. We've taken out one third of the Russian tank park. Like, they have a few 1,500 tanks. We've taken out over 1,000 of those. We couldn't have done that without American weapons and British weapons. And so that stuff is getting there. And our soldiers are being trained as we speak in the United States and in NATO countries. And they're going back and they're training their guys. We are in a battle for the existence of this country and our own existence. And you know, nobody's pussyfooting around with this stuff. It's going to get used absolutely appropriately. And frankly, there's a big coordinating group in Stuttgart, Germany, run by UCOM, the United States Army Command, involving the Ukrainians, involving other NATO members to coordinate all of this. So there's no blank check. And they're not just like throwing this stuff over a fence to people in sandals towels and say, here, fight with this. I mean, we are showing ourselves to be a reliable NATO ally, even though for some reason we're doing the fighting and Sweden and Finland get the entry tickets. It's kind of a bizarre situation.
Right. So you're doing it. Does that? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I get it. I think that anything to strengthen the alliance. I mean, you know, I was born in Canada. I grew up in Toronto, and so I grew up with NATO, and I've always believed in the alliance, and I believed in the United States. Still believe in the United States and the United States as a force for good in the world, and a force for a beacon for freedom. And you know, so bringing in Sweden and Finland is great. I mean, it extends the NATO border with Russia by another 1,200 kilometers, almost, you know, 700, 800 miles. But, you know, I think that NATO has to look very seriously at Ukraine's entrance into NATO. I mean, we are proven that we can fight like a NATO army. We are fighting the enemy that NATO will have to face. We know how to fight him. We've been fighting them for 8 years, by the way, when nobody wanted to listen to us, that this was the enemy to NATO. We're protecting NATO's eastern flank. We are using NATO weapons. In fact, after this war is over, who do you think is going to be training NATO armies on how to use these weapons? It'll be the Ukrainians. And, you know, I think NATO needs Ukraine as much as Ukraine needs NATO. And it'll certainly strengthen the alliance. You have people that are proven to fight. You know, if he ever decides to go into the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, he's threatened Poland, Ukrainians are going to be there because we understand that it's a fight for us. And they'll probably be more willing to go than perhaps some of the other NATO members. So this only strengthens the alliance. And it gives the United States a powerful, big ally in a crucial theater that will defend American freedom.
Well, keep on recording this success, because you are making the world safer and diminishing Vladimir Putin. Now we see Germany making massive moves to get off coal, oil, and gas, the rest of Europe too, so suddenly the war machine's going to stop being funded if we can convince Hungary to do the same. Daniel, thanks so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, that this, you know, continuing to pay Putin is essentially financing
Gotcha.
State terrorism.
I hear you. Daniel Bielak, thanks so much. From Ukraine.
texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. NuGenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with NuGenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever. And guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, this is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life. And how about Shane D.? He says, I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need NuGenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text BICEP to 321-321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BICEP to 321-321. That's B-I-C-E-P to 321-321. Text BICEP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streak. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
Victory Day in Moscow, which commemorates the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in 1945, takes on a new significance this year as Russia continues to struggle 2 months into its war with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin making no declaration of victory, but condemning the West for propping up a threat on Russia's borders. Host of the Ben Domenech podcast, Fox News contributor Ben Domenech.
In a way, the speech, I think, actually symbolizes in many ways the difficulties that he has at home due to the decisions that have been made to this point regarding Ukraine.
USA Today, Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page.
Who knew that Victory Day in Russia could be a subdued affair? And yet this seemed pretty subdued. They didn't have the aerial display. They said that was because of the weather. Putin didn't do several things that would have created, have the potential to create new problems for us, like declaring it a war.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
I'm Ashley DeMorgan with a Fox Celebrity Profile with John Legend, who brings his catalog of hits to Love in Las Vegas, his residency at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino. The singer-songwriter takes audiences on a musical journey.
I think Vegas gives you that opportunity to say, this is my career, this is my story, this is my journey, and I want to share it with you.
It's a big show full of ballads, dance numbers, set changes, and he has his routine before he gets out there.
My writer is very simple. I eat the same meal before every show. I guess I like a routine.
The award-winning singer tells stories of his career path along the way, too. Legend shared advice he likes to give and still takes to heart himself when it comes to the determination it takes to make it in this business.
I believe that so much of what makes you succeed in this business is outside of just your voice. It's persistence. It's understanding who you are and what you have to say and what makes you unique. It's the ability to persevere through tough times and through being told no.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, the Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Varney & Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, in a little while, I'll be in about 5 minutes, I'll be able to take calls. I see you up there. I'll get to it by the end, at the back end of this block, 1-866-408-7669. And I have not gotten to a lot, but one thing that Stuart wants to talk about, which I did want to talk about, and bad on my part for not bringing it up earlier, and that is the series of rants Elon Musk is going over. And now we have, instead of the Twitter board worrying that Elon Musk will take over, now they're demanding he buy Twitter. Now he's inquiring how many bots are out there, how many people are actually online. So let's listen in together to Stuart Varney.
Joins us now. Hey, Brian, I don't know whether you saw this or not, but the Washington Post is now reporting that this disinformation board is on pause. And Nina Jankowicz, who was supposed to head that board, is apparently considering leaving. You glad to see this thing go, Brian?
Oh, yeah. We'll put it this way. It was so effective when it was in use. It was, and she was so nonpartisan. And with a great, wonderful singing voice. And was so well-respected. I mean, I watched Bill Maher rip it on his monologue on HBO on Friday. And you just know how much is disinformation. What are we doing now, Stuart? We're following the Durham trial. Durham has Michael Sussman up there. So for today is, by the way, marks 5 years since the Mueller report started, the investigation started. All of that was a total waste of time. Yeah. If you talk about what Mueller did, that's disinformation because there's really no investigation there. And now Durham, we're looking to find out how this whole thing started. So Michael Sussman, we should take down a lot of his tweets when he was out there pretending as if he was nonpartisan.
Yeah.
So we should forget about him. You can't possibly think this was a good idea.
No, not what a joke. I got to talk to you about the primaries yesterday. Obvious first question. Did Trump's endorsement work for the candidates he backed?
I mean, he's got a lot of layups because some guys were going to win like Rand Paul anyway, and he took it as a victory. He's got over 70 wins. I think that if Oz doesn't get the endorsement of Donald Trump, he's not on the doorstep of a victory, no doubt about it. What I found fascinating, which makes it impure and is that as soon as, Stuart, if you and I were to run in a Senate primary, of course you would get Donald Trump support. But if I was to run against you, if I was to stay in the race, I'd say, listen, Donald Trump likes Stuart, but I like everything that Donald Trump did, and I'm going to do the same policies without the theatrics that Donald Trump brought to the table. So it wasn't like I'm running like Governor Hogan of Maryland or Governor Christie, who have become very anti-Trump. So I don't have a clear break of what exactly it means. Trump's going to get his first big loss next week, it seems, in the governor's race in Georgia.
On the other side of the fence, where was Biden? Biden was nowhere in these primaries.
In Pennsylvania.
I mean, Trump was all over it, but Biden was nowhere, and that included Pennsylvania, too. Last word on this to you.
All right, last word is this. Scranton, he's from Pennsylvania, and they didn't want him to show up. Number two, the guy that won is not Connor Lamb, the moderate Democrat that should have the best shot in a purple state, but the left-wing Democrat, which is what Joe Biden says he isn't. So good luck with that, because he's remarkably unpopular because everything he's done, everything he touches falls apart. Unfortunately, most things he touches are into the country we're sharing.
You know, I don't know whether you saw this one either, but Musk says he might vote Republican because Biden's done nothing. What do you make of that?
I love this. This is what I love. It's so easy to find out when Trump and Biden disagree or Trump and Obama disagree. We all know that. But when you got billionaires who can't be labeled right or left like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk take on the president and his accusations, whether it's billionaires who are selfish or corporations who are hoarding or those horrible moms who might want an extra six-pack of formula, now people are fighting back at school boards, at pharmacies, and now billionaires saying that I might vote Republican because nothing, Joe Biden doesn't, in his words, get anything done.
If you were to give me the big picture on the forthcoming elections in November, would you say that it's going to be a knockdown, huge win for the Republicans?
Well, I do think that, you know, matchups make fights. And the thing is, I might be a better, you know, there's certain people that Ali would go line up against and have trouble with. Ken Norton, he would always have trouble with Frazier. Foreman would have no problem with Frazier and have no problem with Norton, knock him out in inside three rounds. But styles make fights. So individual Senate races, how they match up, I think that has a lot to do with it. But there's a Republican wave because everything that Joe Biden has done, from inflation to gas prices to the embarrassment in Afghanistan to what he's not doing at the border, and that's actually stopping people from coming in, make you say, you want more of that? I'm going with the other guy or the other woman. So I do think things are heading in the Republicans' direction, and the Democrats have earned the aversion that America feels towards them in many cases. That's why Joe Biden is not asked to show up anywhere. Remember, he goes to Georgia. Stacey Abrams says, I have a conflict. I can't show up. Really?
Right. Out of time. Brian, always good. Thank you very much indeed, sir.
We'll
see you again soon. You got
All right, let's go to Alex, listening in Brooklyn on WABC. Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. And I think the reason why Dave McCormick won yesterday's election, or he's so close when
he
was
trailing.
The third in the polls.
Right.
He's trailing, but he was the third in the polls, and now he's number one or number two, is because Kathy Barnett was being attacked for statements she's made in the past. And the people that would have voted for her but didn't because they found out information about her, they were people that weren't looking to vote for the Trump-endorsed candidate, so they went and voted yesterday for Dave McCormick.
Maybe.
So that put him over the top. And the thing is that if Dr. Oz would have kept quiet about Kathy Barnett, and he was the most outspoken, and he informed, I think, the most people about her bad side, Dr. Oz would have remained number one, Kathy Barnett would have been number two, and Dave McCormick wouldn't have gotten her votes.
Well, it's a theory until we see. It's a theory and it's a solid one. But right now, Mehmet Oz has a 2,600 plus, lead. So we'll see with 22,000 outstanding ballots in Lancaster alone. We don't really have any time to take another call, do we? Not really. I'm going to get to you next hour, so stay right there. Special thanks to Stuart Varney for having me on and for him coming on our show. Daniel Balick to coming with us from Ukraine, and Brad Raffensperger to bring us inside Georgia. But right now we're waiting for the counting to continue and the results to continue to come forward. But so far, if you talk to Donald Trump or you read Trump Social or Truth Social, which I am on, by the way, Donald Trump is extremely happy the way everything's coming out. Because when these people get in, they're going to be his supporters. But the question is, are they smart enough not to talk about the next election? If you keep talking about 2020 because Donald Trump wants you to, you will not win the general.
And enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever. And guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, this is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life. And how about Shane D.? He says, I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text BICEP to 321-321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BICEP to 321-321. That's B-I-C-E-P to 321-321. Text BICEP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden tending to both business and security measures in Sunday as he wraps up a three-day visit to South Korea, showcasing Hyundai's pledge to invest at least $10 billion in electric vehicles and related technologies in the U.S. before visiting U.S. and South Korean troops, monitoring the rapidly evolving North Korean nuclear threat. Mr. Biden said the U.S. was ready for any provocation that might come from Pyongyang that Jong-un might deliver. Hyundai's investment, by the way, includes $5.5 billion for an electric vehicle and battery factory in Georgia. Here at home, health officials warn COVID cases are moving and going up.
Coronavirus infections and hospitalizations have been on the rise over the past few weeks.
Right now,
over 32% of Americans live in an area with a medium or high COVID-19 community level.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says those areas are mostly in the Northeast and Midwest. She says people in those areas should already be considering wearing masks indoors, but Americans elsewhere should also take notice. Greg Clugston, The White House.
According to one recent poll, Republicans look good to take back control of Congress.
The latest Rasmussen Reports is the source. Their data finds if congressional elections were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 39% would vote Democrat, a 9 percentage point lead for the GOP and a point gained in their favor since last month. 12% of those polled are not committed to either party. At a similar point in 2018, the Democrats held only a one-point advantage in a similar poll en route to reclaiming their first House majority in 8 years. George Williams reporting.
After a mandatory 5-year review, the State Department removed 5 extremist groups, all believed defunct, from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. Al-Qaeda, which is also up for review, was kept on the list. Several of the groups removed once posed...
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Scientists who've monitored the monkeypox virus in Western Africa are baffled by its recent spread around the world.
Cases have previously been seen only among people with links to Africa. But in the past week, cases have popped up in Britain, Spain, Portugal, Sweden, the US and Canada. Most of the reported infections have been found in young men who hadn't previously traveled to Africa. No one has so far died from the outbreak. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuela's auto mechanics are increasingly busy these days trying to coax a little more life out of their aging vehicles. The country's new car market has collapsed and few can afford a better used one. Industry officials say Venezuela produced only 8 trucks last year, not a single car. Summit of the Americas is a little more than 2 weeks away in Los Angeles, and there's still no clear answer on which countries are going. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Biden falling out of favor with Hispanic voters.
Just 26% of Hispanic voters responding to a Quinnipiac University survey say they approve of the president's performance. That's down from 55% in the same survey last year. Such a precipitous decline does not bode well for the Democrats ramping up to the midterm elections. A vast majority of Hispanic voters, 48% to 34%, say they want Republicans to take control of the House. Only 36% favor Democrats in charge of the Senate. 49% say they favor a GOP majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the Dane Democrats in New York are facing new challenges from Republicans and being drawn into interparty battles under a new redistricting map that a rural judge approved. That's going to set political district boundaries in New York over the next decade and give Democrats less of an edge in their quest for control of the House. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, where crime is up 40%, but I won't let it bother me. And, of course, we're at 48th and 6th, heard around the country, heard around the world. Dana Perino's coming up right after her TV show's over, which is right now. And then Mark Thiessen at the bottom of the hour, former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist. We'll discuss that. Kind of historic. I think it's great news. And right now the Swedish president is speaking. Sweden and Finland will both join together at NATO. They're applying. He's asking, the president of the United States is asking Congress to approve it. I hope they fast-track it and get every vote. Now some won't vote for it. They say, why are we doing it? It makes NATO stronger, no question about it, and shows what a loser move, total swing and miss this was for Russia, who are paying a economic and political price. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by LifeVac. Save a life in a choking emergency. Visit LifeVac.net to learn more and use code BK10 to save 10%.
Number three.
The allegations against this particular attorney, I believe, are the tip of the iceberg. And that connection between Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, the fake dossier, and others very high up at DOJ and FBI. How could all of this be going on?
Yep, coming together. Durham is making his case and laying the foundation for how the Russia probe really got started. Michael Sussman stands trial. Mark Elias was on yesterday. Jim Baker was also on for 45 minutes yesterday. Will all things point back to Hillary Clinton eventually, or will the D.C. jury be biased left?
Number two.
I would class myself as a moderate, and you know, neither Republican nor Democrat. And in fact, I have voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure. I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear.
Right.
Now, this election, I would.
Yeah, you hear that? This election, he will. Primarily speaking, he's been a great start for Republicans. Their turnout for the first 10 states exceeds 2018 by a mile. We still didn't have a winner in Philadelphia for the Senate race. But I'll tell you, all eyes are going to be Tuesday for Georgia, as the president's candidate, former Senator Perdue, is having a hell of a time trying to catch the sitting governor, Governor Brian Kemp.
Number one.
Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home.
That is Joe Biden. Too slow and too tone deaf. That's what the Biden administration continues to be. Case in point, they are now using Defense Production Act for baby formula, now that almost all the shelves are bare and we have no alternative. Plus, they wait till February to name an FDA director, and they pause and assume blow up their ridiculous disinformation panel 2 weeks after it was announced. So we'll wait for Dana to come up, but in the meantime, let's talk a little. Let's talk about what the president did. Here he is announcing the Defense Production Act. Cut one.
Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster.
Right. But the problem is, it's we have the ingredients. We don't have the proper lab to put it all together because Abbott Labs has been down thanks to a whistleblower came up and stuck it to them for having shoddy work practices. And we had no plan B because you had no FDA director. That's part of it. There's a lot of people in the FDA, but there's no one, obviously, that cared enough to step up. And it blows me away because people do those jobs not for money, not for fame, certainly. They do it because they feel they can give back to the government and have the skill set to be successful. Britt Hume is impressed with the move. Cut seven.
Well, this is probably a reasonable thing to do. One wonders why it wasn't done sooner and how this crisis was ever able to become a crisis when the administration has said that they knew that this was a problem some months ago when they shut that factory down here in this country. The FDA shut that factory down here in this country. So once again, it looks like the administration is on the case finally. Excuse me, you never expected to see the President of the United States, as you just suggested, sitting behind the Resolute desk talking about baby formula. But here we are.
Absolutely. He's talking to Gerbers. And he's talking to him, and it was all a show because he learned nothing. Thanks for calling. And then he says, here's my Defense Production Act. What's going to change? Peter Pitts was on, as a former FDA commissioner, was on this morning. And he is absolutely incensed that the President's doing this. Cut four.
It's tough talk, it's smoke and mirrors, and it's insulting to American parents. You know what makes up baby formula? Rice starch, corn syrup, and protein concentrate from cow's milk. Commodities. There's no shortage. Never been a shortage. There isn't one less skew of baby formula because of a shortage. So the Defense Production Act, it's smoke and mirrors. It's insulting. And the president's saying he's going to fly in baby formula? From where? There's no baby formula depot anywhere in the world. And where's he going to fly it to? And once it gets to the U.S., how's it going to get distributed? American parents want to know when the problem is going to be solved, not sound bites that are ridiculous from the outset.
All right, let's talk about the election if we can. We have McCormick still against Dr. Oz. There's about 1,200 votes separating them. There's a sense in the McCormick camp, since they have more mail-in ballots their way, and he's got a military background and military ballots for the most part have not been counted yet, that he could make up that difference that Oz has over him. Remember, he led most of the night. Oz surged ahead of him. He was up by about 2,500 yesterday. It's down to about 1,200 now. I have not seen the ticker yet today, but the Wall Street Journal says Pennsylvania doesn't allow officials to process mail-in ballots. That's why, until Election Day, that is why things have gone so slow. State officials say as of 11 o'clock, it was 105,000 ballots that were not counted. If the distance between both candidates is 0.05%, there's an automatic recount, which means you might have a Georgia result before you, with Herschel Walker running on the right, along with Brian Kemp looking to get the nomination again, you might have a Georgia result before you have a Pennsylvania result. So far, 175 days till the midterms. The Dems turnout has been down 29%. The GOP turnout is at 60%, up 13% from 2012 and even more from 2016. So when we come back, I'll talk to Dana about that. I want to get into the Durham probe with her and see where she thinks this is going. There's a lot of interest in it. I can't tell you many very smart people said to me, what exactly is going on with Durham? Well, now we know. Don't move.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tell anybody that has a dog if there was something that you can do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills. Why would you not do it?
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Firefighters from California who rescued a bear at Magic Mountain makes today's Dean's List. The bear wandered into the Six Flags Park and got stuck between two trailers. First responders worked for hours to try and free the bear in the park's back lot and was assisted by heavy rescue crews at the California Fish and Game, along with the LA Department of Animal Care and Control. The men and women that were on scene were able to use their equipment to move one trailer to allow rescuers to reach the bear. The bear was sedated before the rescuers attempted to bring him to safety. He was then prepared for transport so Fish and Game personnel could relocate him safely. It was unclear where the bear was moved to, but all indications are he's doing well back home in the forest. To all those who helped the bear rescue, you're all very brave. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Parents in nearly half the country experiencing a shortage of baby formula. The problem is getting worse. Jenny Erickson has an eight-month-old baby.
It's incredibly stressful to not know if I'm going to be able to feed my baby next week.
The shortage began with supply chain problems and was then made worse after a major producer, Abbott Nutrition, had a voluntary recall in February when four infants who drank their products became sick and two died. The Food and Drug Administration in March announced they found Abbott's plant in Sturgis, Michigan, failed to maintain sanitary conditions. In a statement, Abbott Nutrition says they're working with the FDA to fix problems at the Michigan plant and are ramping up infant formula production at other facilities. Quote, "We are dedicated to doing everything possible to ensure parents and caregivers have what they need to feed their babies." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Is 3 hours in radio.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I am obviously acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position.
So yeah, that was one of her first statements, and I'll tell you, I've never seen anyone struggle like that. Dana Perino's with me right now, and the thing that struck me is that not so much being nervous or anything, just like she just had no instinctive answers to things. Dana Perino, co-anchor of America's Newsroom, The Five, author of Everything Will Be Okay, Everything Will Be Okay, still on paperback now. Dana, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for being here.
I thought Jen Psaki, I said that Jen Psaki was like their most competent member
no doubt.
Of the administration.
No doubt. And, you know, one of the things that she had was, one, a presence at the podium, and sometimes that is instinctual, as you just mentioned, instincts, but also her experience level was incredible. Because if you think back to the Obama days, she was the State Department spokesperson.
Yeah.
And she used to get just pummeled every day by James Rosen, who used to be with Fox, and Matt Lee of the Associated Press.
Right.
And they had a lot of issues, if you remember Obama's State Department. a lot of issues, right? Yes. Iran, and you had ISIS, the rise of ISIS, amongst other things. North Korea.
Right. Pull out of Iraq.
So when Jen Psaki comes to the White House, I think people were kind of surprised, right? Because there weren't a lot of people around the Biden team that were elevated. So Simone Sanders, who was on the Biden campaign team, it would seem like that would be a natural person to put up at the podium. She's very experienced as a spokesperson. She hadn't only been in punditry before. She had actually worked on these campaigns and sort of knew the press corps. They didn't give her the job. And I think Ron Klain probably wanted somebody that was more of a steady hand that might be able to just like jump on in here and help us with all these things that were going on foreign policy wise. One of the things for me that really helped was I was so happy being the deputy to Scott McClellan and then to Tony Snow. And Tony Snow was a very different press secretary, super generous in the willingness to allow me to fill in for him at the podium and to travel with the president and to be in the meetings with the president. And he also had me brief the president before press conferences. So he was very much hands off. He wasn't worried about FaceTime with the boss. That was so big for me. One of the things that surprises me for this team here at this White House, because of COVID and their concerns, like they don't have a lot of interaction with the boss. And one of the things that would be to have instincts, but it's also to be able to say, I just talked to the president about that yesterday, and here's what he said. And they don't have that capability.
What would stop her from going meeting with the president on every major meeting? Because remember, Tony Snow wanted that before he went. He said, if you could include me in all the meetings.
Yeah. I mean, and that was an easy ask for Tony Snow because Ari Fleischer had that. Scott McClellan. That was not a question. I do think that in previous White Houses, that people in the communications office or the press office got cut out, thinking particularly of Dee Dee Myers, going back to the Clinton administration where nobody told her that Clinton was going to bomb Iraq, or the Taliban, excuse me, to try to take out Osama bin Laden. Of course, remember, what was the missiles into a tent and to hit a camel's butt or whatever that line was from the 2000 campaign. So nobody told Dee Dee Myers that that was happening because they thought it would protect her. Right. Instead, it ended up making it look like she had, one, was ignorant, out of the loop, or lying to the press. None of those things were true. So after that, I think that the relationship and the closeness between a president and a press secretary really improved.
Right. And so she's got to do that. See, the thing is, I'm not worried. Like, sometimes people have a halting delivery. I'm not talking about that. I was just talking about when you read her comebacks. I did sales in college, and they would have all these comebacks when people didn't want to make the purchase. You have all these comebacks that you read off the board. You just read them verbatim. Hey, listen, don't worry about the money. The money's going to pay off. So you just knew how to handle it. This is a six-pack of beer to you. You got to understand. So we used to have this thing.
I had some of those.
She was reading the ones that are totally inappropriate, was all over the map. But this matters.
It matters because you need somebody that's going – if the president can't fully articulate it all for himself, you need somebody who is going to do that for you. And perhaps with more additional practice, she will get there. The thing is, you don't want to practice on game day. You want to practice beforehand. And part of that is, one, a press person is only as good as somebody who knows all the policy. You have to be a policy nerd, and then you actually also have the talent to articulate it very well.
Understood. So looking at what's happening right now, I cannot believe the series of events that took place. I want to play something different. You just came off a three-hour show.
Two.
Is it two?
Yeah. Does it feel like three?
I'm going to try to get you that third.
Does it feel like three?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Harris will like
I always feel like when I look, when I'm doing this, you're on. I realize Harris has had my last hour. So the Defense Production Act.
Yep.
It is now enacted. So Peter Pitts is on this morning on Fox and Friends First. He's a former FDA Associate Commissioner. And by the way, how do you wait a year and a half without an FDA commissioner in the middle of a pandemic? That's your fault. How do you not have an ambassador to the Ukraine? That is your fault. So here is Peter Pitts, cut four.
It's tough talk, it's smoke and mirrors, and it's insulting to American parents. You know what makes up baby formula? Rice starch, corn syrup, and protein concentrate from cow's milk. Commodities. There's no shortage. Never been a shortage. There isn't one less skew of baby formula because of a shortage. So the Defense Production Act, it's smoke and mirrors. It's insulting. And the president's saying he's going to fly in baby formula? From where? There's no baby formula depot anywhere in the world. And where's he going to fly it to? And once it gets to the U.S., how's it going to get distributed? American parents want to know when the problem is going to be solved, not sound bites that are ridiculous from the outset.
This issue for me is emblematic of all sorts of the problems in the administration all in one. They don't have an early warning system, partly because they don't have an FDA commissioner who could come to the White House and say, excuse me, chief of staff, I need a meeting with the president. We got a problem here. This plant's going to shut down, so we need to do X, Y, and Z to make sure that we have enough baby formula for America. Nobody's doing that. Also, the media, they are so worried about former President Trump that they don't cover anything else that is happening in Washington, D.C. Do you know that every single federal agency used to have a reporter from the different organizations assigned to those places? So there was somebody at the Agriculture Department, somebody at Health and Human Services, someone at Energy, someone at Justice, et cetera. Well, after cutbacks over the past few years, there's nobody there. So you just have the White House reporters sparring with Karine Jean-Pierre,
which has no answers,
not succeeding. And then you have that Jen Psaki on May 13th said the Defense Production Act was not something you could use in this baby formula crisis. And then you have Kamala Harris. She's really up in arms about the Roe v. Wade SCOTUS decision that we don't have yet, but she can't make herself to ask, how dare they? And then Pelosi wants to indict somebody. Who are you going to indict?
Yeah, she's speaking on her own.
The Biden administration?
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. And they so want to blame everyone else. What Karine could do at the podium is to have some of those phrases like, I understand why you're asking that. I've asked it as well. As soon as I get a better answer, I'll come to you. In the meantime, let me tell you what we're doing. Or, that's a good question. Let me reframe it because I think this will get to your answer. You can use some things that help give yourself a brain, a couple minutes, to just like get to where you want to land on an answer.
A couple other things. Disinformation, Czar. Mm-hmm. That was a great idea. I really think it worked out well. It accomplished a lot of things, really brought the country together. So it's disbanded.
Yeah.
And then right after, they put it on pause. Nina Jankowicz resigned. So it was right after. Here's what she said. Cut 9.
I fully understand Americans' concerns that they don't want government involved in policing speech. And good news, this initiative wasn't involved in policing speech, and neither was I. I think, you know, it is important that our government get involved when we have real threats to our national security. So it's not just things like election interference, which we've seen and which DHS has combated also, but threats at the border, disinformation that is driving people to migrate here, disinformation that could affect critical infrastructure like our financial systems and gas pipelines. All of that has very real effects for the safety of Americans. And frankly, I think DHS and other federal agencies need to be involved because this problem isn't going away. It's only getting worse.
That's a long answer. Okay, so on the day that this was announced, I said this board will never happen. And as the patterns are going to repeat themselves. Do you remember when Neera Tanden was the person that the Biden administration wanted to be the head of Office of Management and Budget? And they knew that there were going to be objections to her from the United States senators. They let her hang out there for weeks. She couldn't defend herself. They wouldn't let her talk. What happened? Reputation ruined. They give her a job inside the White House that doesn't need Senate confirmation. The ATF director, same thing. The woman who was, remember the communist lady that wanted to be in charge of all the money?
Yeah.
Okay, that one again. So I don't know who is running presidential personnel for Biden. I would say the chief of staff and Biden themselves, they are responsible for these types of things. Susan Rice as well, let me add her to that. She's the head of domestic policy. Everybody forgets because she's so quiet now, but she's right there. This woman, I'm going to defend her for a second. Nobody in the government decided to, let's explain to America what we think the problem is and how we might try to solve it. Let's just hire this woman, give her no protection, and not do any vetting, not look at any of her tweets or any of her Instagram, TikTok. And just put her out there. And then DHS said, you're not allowed to defend yourself. So she sat out there for 4 weeks being horrifically made fun of. I'm not saying some of it was on the merits, sure. But now she's out there with a terrible reputation. All because the administration wasn't prepared to do the legwork in order to get her set up for success.
Right. I mean, I think the president hired a terrible staff, has done him no favors. He's late to just about every major decision.
And then blames us.
Right. Fox.
Yeah. It's your fault, Brian.
I'll accept. Thank you, Dean.
For freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The Trump endorsement's the most powerful political endorsement in American history, without a doubt. We understand that. The country has common sense, as Clay pointed out. Republican Party is the party of common sense and regular people. Democrat Party is the party of craziness. There's a reason 7 out of 10 of our fellow citizens think the country's on the wrong track. In my time in politics, I don't know if I've ever seen wrong track numbers that bad. And that's because America has common sense, and they understand that Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, had to approve that witness. They went out and got that witness to come testify. That shows you how out of touch they are with reality and with the American people, and why I think, as you said and as Clay said, it's going to be a good night for Republicans on November 8th, and that means a good night for the country.
Yeah, let's see. The president's doing real good with his endorsements, but it's not an automatic bid to the finals. It's definitely not a hall pass, and especially we're seeing that now with Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick. Mark Thiessen joins us now. How do you feel, Mark, the Washington Post columnist, Fox News contributor? How do you feel as though Trump is doing so far 10 states in?
Well, I mean, a lot of the people he's endorsed ran unopposed. So, you know, he's racking up the numbers by, you know, sort of like the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals. It's like, you know, there really isn't a competition there. And I mean, it was clearly decisive in J.D. Vance's case. But if you look at the polls before Trump's endorsement, J.D. Vance was at about 23%. He ended up being at 32 plus, when he won. So about 1 in 10 Republicans do what Donald Trump says. Right. It's about the same with Dr. Oz. His polls went up about 10% when Trump endorsed him. So, you know, when you've got a crowded field, then Trump's can, you know, moving 10% of the electorate can be the difference between victory and defeat. But in Ohio, 68% of Republicans voted for somebody other than the person Donald Trump endorsed. In Georgia, where there isn't a crowded field, it's just his nominee against his candidate against Brian Kemp. Purdue is getting crushed right now. So, you know, if I was running in a Republican primary, I'd rather have Trump's endorsement than not have it. But it doesn't mean that he's got this grip on the Republican Party that they just snap and do what he says.
I just say conventional wisdom shows that Oz is up by about 1,200. Lancaster seems to have a lot of military ballots, and McCormick says he's originally from there, and the most mail-in ballots have gone to him. It could make up the difference, but we might be looking at a recount anyway. What do you read out of this? I look at two strong candidates. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think that it's so close to call. We don't know which way it's going to go. I think either one of them could win. And I think it's going to be a very good year for Republicans in November. The NBC News shows that there's a 17-point enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats. 17 points. The last time it was that high was in 2010, and they lost 60 seats in the House. But it's also critical to remember in 2010, one of the big problems we had was that we didn't take control of the Senate because the Republican Party nominated a bunch of people like Sharon Angle and Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, who, you know, had to say, "I'm not a witch." And so we lost a lot of winnable races. So it's really important that we pick, you know, I follow William F. Buckley's maxim, which is I support the most conservative candidate who can win. That's what we need to do in these races.
Looking at what's going on right now, you look at what's happening in this country. Gas has hit as high as $6 a gallon. Some people getting ready for $10 a gallon. We know what's happening at the border. It's about to get worse with goodbye Title 42. The Ministry of Truth has been the biggest disaster I can remember. Just a flat out embarrassment. The market dropped 1,100 points. Today it's down 137 points. Baby formula disaster on top of that, and now he's scrambling to go to our enemy nations to get more oil, like Venezuela. I mean, what is going on here?
It's the 1970s all over again. I mean, literally, the parallels are uncanny. I just came back from the Reagan Ranch. where I visited the 1980s, and it was such a relief because I'd left the 1970s. I mean, literally, inflation's out of control, gas prices out of control. We had a U.S. ally overtaken by Islamic radicals, and Russian expansive Russia just invaded one of its neighbors. I mean, and we got a presidential relative who tried to do business with Libya. It literally is the 1970s all over again.
And we'll just see where we go from here, because I think the president, you had a president, Jimmy Carter, was a nuclear scientist and a veteran and a governor. You have this guy who clearly lost his fastball and has nobody around him who makes you think, you know, that's the Jim Baker, or, you know, that's the, you know, whatever you want to say about Rahm Emanuel. No one ever said, wow, that he's incompetent. You don't like his style, but he knew how to get things done. I liked Jay Johnson. I remember Jay Johnson was pretty strong with the other previous administration. Thought Axelrod was extremely competent, even if you didn't like his tactics, getting Obama elected twice. You respected them. Who around the president do you respect?
I can't think of a single person. He's surrounded by sycophants and people who, by the way, in the way they correct him constantly publicly, know, the people who see him close up know that he's not completely there. It's the worst presidency of my lifetime. And if you think back to that Carter analogy, I mean, we're still paying for the mistakes of the Carter administration. I mean, the whole crisis we have with Iran and the Iran nuclear deal and Iran threat, that was because of Jimmy Carter. There's so many parts of the world where we are still paying the price. We're going to be paying the price for the Biden presidency, even if it's only 4 years long, for a generation.
Here's Elon Musk describing what he sees wrong with this White House. Cut 23.
The Democratic Party is overly controlled by the unions and by the trial lawyers, particularly the class action lawyers. And generally, if you'll see something that is not in the interest of the people, on the Democrat side, it's going to come because of unions, which is just another form of monopoly, and the trial lawyers. That's where actions will be happening from the Democrat side that are not in the interest of the people. In the case of Biden, he is simply too much captured by the unions, which was not the case with Obama. So in the case of Obama, you could have, you know, he was sort of quite reasonable. And I think he took more of a view of that, you know, obviously you need to take the concerns of the unions into account, but there are bigger issues at stake. And unfortunately, Biden does not do that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the least of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Elon Musk understates it a little bit, though. I'm glad to hear him saying these things. Glad to welcome him into the Republican fold, by the way. But, you know, it's not just that he's captured. The unions are just one element of the left. He's been completely captured by the progressive movement. They convinced him. The worst thing that ever happened to Joe Biden was winning those two Senate seats in Georgia, because he promised to be bipartisan. If the Republicans had held on to the Senate, he would have had to be bipartisan. He would have had no choice. But instead, they gave him these delusions of grandeur that he could be a new FDR. No one elected him to be a new FDR because, first of all, he doesn't have FDR-like majorities. He's got a 50-50 Senate. He's got a handful of votes in the House. That's a mandate for compromise. And they convinced him, oh, we can do this all with Democratic votes. We'll ram through all this spending. We'll get our agenda through, and you can be the new FDR. And he thought, yeah, man, all people voted. What people voted for Joe Biden to be is normal. Right? We just wanted things to go back to normal and to not have constant chaos. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Trump. But a lot of Americans voted for him for that. And he's not giving them what they want, which is why his approval has plummeted. Why most Americans don't want him to run for a second term. And why Republicans are poised to take back power. It's a huge miscalculation on their part.
About 45 minutes ago, the leaders of Sweden and Finland came out and formally got the endorsement of Joe Biden to push for the application to go into NATO and ask Senate to confirm it swiftly. We know Turkey is standing in the way of this so far. Here is what Jake Sullivan said. Cut 30.
We're confident that at the end of the day, Finland and Sweden will have an effective and efficient accession process. The Turkey's concerns can be addressed. Finland and Sweden are working directly with Turkey to do this, but we're also talking to the Turks to try to help facilitate. I spoke with my counterpart today. Secretary Blinken is meeting with his counterpart, perhaps as we speak, in New York. And we feel very good about where this will track to. And President Biden will express that confidence, as we believe the President of Finland and Prime Minister of...
Which he did already. What's your sense? Yeah. How, Turkey's trying to actually negotiate. They are a weakest link. Why they're in there now, judging by with Erdogan, is beyond me. They need unanimous, don't they?
Yeah. I would be happy to trade out Turkey for Sweden and NATO for Turkey.
Absolutely.
Let them leave. You know, I mean, Turkey is a dictatorship, an Islamist dictatorship that's sucking up to Vladimir Putin. I don't even know why they're in NATO. And
although they gave up the drones and they did a good job in the Black Sea, so.
They did. But you know, the reality is that of course we should invite Sweden and Finland into NATO, of course. So, and if the entire alliance wants it to happen, I don't think Turkey's going to stop it from happening. The truth is, we should have invited Ukraine into NATO, and we wouldn't have this war right now. George W. Bush in 2008, I went with him to Romania to the NATO summit, where he really pushed hard, and he couldn't get. It was the Germans who stood in the way and wouldn't allow it to happen. If that had happened, there would have been no war, because you know the Putin hasn't invaded the Baltic states. He hasn't invaded Poland. He's only invaded the country that he thought we wouldn't defend and we wouldn't help because he could get away with it. And this is another reason why, quite frankly, Brian, we need to get rid of our policy of strategic ambiguity in the Taiwan Strait and make very clear to have strategic clarity that if China invades Taiwan, we will be there to defend them, because that'll deter the Article 5 deterred the Soviet Union for 60 years in the Cold War, and the best way to deter war is to be clear about what the consequences will be.
Well, we got to find a way for the Ukrainians to get the glory they deserve. Yet I don't want endless war. You don't want endless war. But they lost more Mariupol. They've lost Kherson, and now that helps them connect the land bridge to Crimea and the Donbass.
Yep.
What should be the strategy going forward, even though we're not fighting, we're helping?
Well, first of all, pass this aid package that is before the Congress, and give them heavy weapons and help them take back this territory. I don't think Russia should get away with anything, you know, that the Ukrainians can take away with them. We should not send any American troops to fight. But, you know, again, I mentioned I was at the Reagan Ranch. Ronald Reagan did this. We're taking a page out of Ronald Reagan's playbook. When Ronald Reagan came to office in 1980, Americans had lost all appetite for sending American troops around the world after the Vietnam War. And so he had to find a way to confront Soviet expansionism without deploying American forces. And the way he did it was through the Reagan Doctrine, which is that we would provide weapons and training and intelligence and diplomatic support to freedom fighters around the world who wanted to fight their own wars of liberation. And they did, and we helped liberate Nicaragua. We helped liberate Afghanistan. We helped helped stop the takeover of U.S. allies around the world and the march of communism in Central America and Africa and other places. And that's what we should be doing here in Ukraine, is doing the Reagan Doctrine, supporting the Ukrainians, letting them take the fight to the Russians as long as it takes to drive them out of their country. And they should leave their tail between their legs, just like they left Afghanistan.
Well, absolutely, but this time. Their anchors are starting to pick up. They're not doing well, though. They're playing the Mariupol thing as a major victory. But it would just be – it would work, because then we could have a fortified Europe, no longer on Russian oil, gas, and coal, and then we could really pivot towards China. I see that scenario as plausible. Do you, Mark Thiessen?
Absolutely. So first of all, one of the things that the Ukrainians are doing for us in that country is they're absolutely destroying the Russian military. I saw the other day a statistic that the Ukrainians had captured, I think, 264 Russian tanks, which makes Russia the number one supplier of heavy weaponry to Ukraine. ahead of the United States, ahead of NATO. We're decimating their military, which means that it's going to take them decades to rebuild from the disaster of Ukraine, and it weakens their ability to threaten NATO, weakens their ability to threaten the Baltics, weakens their ability to threaten Poland, and then exactly right. And once they're weakened, then we can turn our attention to the Pacific and to making sure that we don't repeat this disaster in Taiwan.
Absolutely. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, he's the best. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back. I'll finish up with a flurry of calls. You listen to, and keep in mind, too, coming up this weekend, 8 o'clock, repeated at 11, One Nation, Brian Kilmeade, and you'll have a chance to set your series up. So if you're saying to yourself, that's when I get in, I go to the clubs, or I go ballroom dancing, or I go to the gym, or you go watch, you're going to go watch hockey playoffs. Just set your series up and watch it on Sunday morning. Set the series up, One Nation, on your DVR. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This weekend, check out Brian's new show on Fox News Channel.
His new Saturday show lets him ruin your weekends, too.
Take it easy, Gutfeld.
That really hurts.
One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. More of Brian coming up.
And enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, and guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, this is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life. And how about Shane D.? He says, I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text BICEP to 321-321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BICEP to 321-321. That's B-I-C-E-P to 321-321. Text BICEP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DynaVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DynaVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DynaVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Because they have Walmart's Matilda's Dough ready.
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new ship lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh,
can you stop? Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Both the WNBA and its brother league, the NBA, we have a huge responsibility to Brittany Griner as one of our players. Part of our decision to not take a higher profile here, frankly, came at the suggestion of experts in and out of government who thought the best path to getting Brittany out was not to amplify the issue. Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, is on this issue every single day. I'm working side by side with her, but we've been in touch with the White House, the State Department, hostage negotiators, you know, at every level of government and also through the private sector as well. So our number one priority is her health and safety and making sure that she gets out of Russia.
Yep, that is Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. It makes me think there's more to know.
More to know.
Which is?
So, I mean, the NBA is so cozy with China. Why doesn't someone in the NBA call up China then put pressure on Russia?
And maybe that's a great idea. And maybe have China look like the good guy for a change.
Yeah, could be.
Absolutely. By the way, I think it's great that they're fighting. She is the best player maybe in WNBA history. And she's 31 years old and many years to play. Next, U.S. women's soccer gets equal pay in her new deal. The organization will get the same as men's side. The World Cup, they're much more successful, the best team in the world on the women's side, which blows me away. I haven't gotten details on it, but they're going to pool their money. I find it unbelievable because the men make so much more. That tournament is much more lucrative. It's been around for 100 years. The first World Cup for the women, I think, was 1990. So there's no way the revenue's equal, but they're going to be sharing it. I think that's wrong. Same facilities, yes. Same flights, everything like that. Accommodations, pay, that's up to you. But in terms of revenue, you can't take the men's revenue and compare it to the women's. It's not equal.
Well, I mean, you can't compare it, but if it's all the same organization, then what, you know, they're all, you know, we all work for Fox here, right? But you could argue you do more for the company than I do. But then you get, you know, you get the, I don't know, you could say they get a base pay. Maybe the men get a bonus based on revenue.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's one brings in more money. I mean, for example, maybe Fox Weather, I have no idea, gets less than Fox Business. They might get less than us. It depends on where the revenue comes. And if they say just pull it all together, you go, oh, really? All right. But they have no choice in this environment, I guess. I'm going to get into detail that on this weekend with Michelle Tafoya on One Nation.
Ad paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant.
Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.